Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears? Cam Kardashian? Paris Hilton? Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shop.com/shop/shoppe. Oh, look at you! All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. The money was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Yeah, there you go. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are global. We are worldwide. People are hearing our voice in Tokyo, Canada, Great Britain, Japan, Tokyo, Korea, Russia, all over. All over. I want to give a shout-out. I looked at the ratings, and it seemed like my audience is growing in Canada. Thank you, Canadians, eh? I know part of it is because of the great Pat Oberlin. She's from Canada. A couple other people from Canada. I know four or five other people from Canada. Thank you for listening, spreading the word. And I know you're spreading the word to keep away from my show, but you're still spreading the word, and I still appreciate it. Thank you. I am your host. I am Brian. It's easy. Because when Brian's on, shit happens. I got to change my tagline. Shit does happen. I don't know why shit happens, but it does. We go sideways easy. We're on a crazy train, and all of a sudden we derail. People die, and then I put the bodies back on the train, and we keep driving. That's how we roll. It's like a train full of coffins. And one of the morning teams said, good morning, morning team. Hello, Patty Oberlin.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Oh, you sound great. Good morning. I am fine. How are you?
I slept last night.
Good. You sound great. And John sounds great. Tell John again, thank you, because I would call. And John's so nice. He is so nice. It's like, you make me feel I'm welcome, you know. John says, hey, how you doing? Good morning. Come on in. And I said, oh, John, I just want to let them know that the show's on. Oh, okay. Oh, would you like to hold on a mic? I go, no, John, I'm late. Go ahead. Oh, okay. It was almost short of saying, have a cup of tea, because he's that warm. Very nice. Very nice man.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
He's a super guy. Super
he is.
Guy.
He is. He's a Marvel superhero. They'll put him in Marvel. There you go. He's a nice man. He just spread niceness all over the world. And you go, look up in the sky. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's nice man John. Hello, eh? He makes the world so nice. That's what he does. before we get in our topics, you know, we always have a struggle, man, God. And man seems to put himself above God. And a lot of you people going, Brian? I go, yeah. Brian? I go, yeah. Brian? What? It's true. God's laws are more powerful. I mean, sorry, man's laws more powerful than God.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would say, the devil, you say. The devil, I say, yes. But then again, it wrestles you psychological, because if you believe in Jesus and you want to follow Jesus, hello, Mr. Fred. Hello. Yes, Mr. Fred, I will not cuss. I know you gave me a warning. No cussing today, Mr. Fred. Watch yourself, Brian. I'm listening. All right, Mr. Fred. I imagine he's saying that with the same voice.
He just ran out the back door.
Yes, he done his job. I'm out of here. So it's true. And people don't say it out loud, but it's true. You will obey man, or you will feel the wrath of man. And you will obey God second. I will prove it to you, because it's true. You're not feeling the wrath of God. And it's funny, and this is not a religious show, but we're going to talk about this because it's very interesting. You're not afraid of the wrath of God. No one's afraid of the wrath of God. You know why? Because if you read the Bible, God will forgive you. God forgive the sinner but hates the sin. Somebody came up with that. A sinner. It's usually probably a sinner. It's probably a priest. Well, you know, Father, you've been drinking the wine, ripping off the people, and you've been diddling the children. And then and the Catholic priest says, you know, I've been thinking about it and I prayed upon it. Yes, Father. And God says, he didn't like what I did, but he forgave me what I done. And all the other priests go, what? True. God will forgive the sinner but hates the sin. And we're going into this. I'm not a preacher. I should do a Sunday thing and preach to y'all because I could do it. I should do a Sunday show and a Hammer show and welcome to the Hammer Church. And I will put my hand on you sinners and cleanse your body because you have sinned. And for the women with big boobs, I will put my hand on their boobs to make sure I get right to the heat of everything. Come here, big boob woman. I will lay my hands on you and I will cleanse you of your sins. I'm both of them. Those breasts are naughty.
I think you're getting carried away.
I can't help it in my church. What kind of church is this? Leave me alone. Only church with the pastor in his drawers. Put some pants on. Thou should not wear pants in God's house. Anyway, come to my church. Have fun. And maybe for after church you can get some goodies, because Pat may be baking some mushroom brownies and shit. Woo! And you will see Jesus after that. Whoa. Hello, Lord.
Yep.
You will see Jesus, I promise you. Today's show is brought to you by Pat Oberline, home of patty cakes. If you're a sinner, she has devil food. If you're an angel, she has angel food. You decide where you want to go. Patty cakes! Thank you for sponsoring the best show ever. Mention Brian and she'll raise the price. Well, the cakes are usually $1.25. Oh, I put Brian as a code. Brian, cake's now $2.75. Why? Because he's obscene and he offends people. It pays you more for your sins, you bastard. Patty cakes is worth it. It is worth it. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about, you know, what's going on here. I don't know if it's going on in your area, because you should Google your area. But what's going on here is that the churches are being sued left and right. They're in court right now for feeding the homeless. And the clergy is saying, what the fuck? But they're not saying that. It's translated to what the fuck. They're saying, Why? Because it's against the law to feed the homeless. It's like the pigeons. You go to the park, it says, please don't feed the pigeons, and underneath it in really small print, and please don't feed the homeless. They follow you home and beg for more. That's what it says in the park. I wrote it. True.
I heard there was actual laws against feeding the homeless.
There are. And a lot of people
Why?
Don't know that. Because
Why?
They won't leave you alone. They follow you like pigeons. They go, okay, you got more food? And sometimes, and I know some of you people leave breadcrumbs so the homeless people can pick it up and eat it on the way to your house. Come on, here's a little piece of bread. And they pick that up, and then they go to the house. The next thing you know, they're having Sunday dinner with you. There is a law. You cannot feed the homeless. And that's what we're going to talk about today. But before we get there, there is some news. We know what we got to do, the news. You know, I'm here for spreading news. People come in here for my news source. I think I'm without Melissa today because I think Melissa is busy. So I probably don't expect her to come in. And we all miss Melissa. And we give a shout-out to Laverne Verney. She may be listening. And good morning, Laverne, if you are listening. But before we get into our main topic, there is some news. And guess what news there is? We go to Donald Trump news. I added something in here. Let me see. I added a little soundbite when we could talk about Trump, which is very appropriate. But I don't know where it is. Let me see. My computer is acting up, so forgive me. Today is going to be very slow because I can't get to my shit. It's going crazy. You know what? My computer just... Oh, wait. Nope, it's back. Nope, it's gone. Oh, it's back. Okay. Let me see here. It's added a nice little sound bite, and it's not giving me it. It's so funny. I worked hard on it, too. Here's a sound bite for Pat.
You on drugs?
I haven't been using my sound bite in a while. I know I have it here, but... Huh. And now my crew, every time I put it in, my computer stalls. So now I can't go down. I can't do anything. I'm hoping it comes back. It's coming back now. So I'm not going to put that there anymore. But it was funny. Let me see if I can put it here. Because I can't. I have this OCD. You ever have OCD, Pat? You know what OCD
yeah,
is?
Really bad.
Do you have it?
I used to.
Oh, really? Tell me, what kind of OCD did you have? There's all different types. I'll tell you what I have if you tell me what you have. What you have?
Well, I used to be absolutely bizarre about cleaning. I would, if
really?
There was one piece of dust, I would go nuts.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It was weird.
Wow.
It was weird. And everything had
so
to be in the right spot.
So how did you cure yourself of that?
Well, they gave me Prozac for a year, and it got rid of it.
Really? Is that when you start baking, and you have that fantastic bakery, Patricia Bakery?
No.
The amazing bakery.
A long time ago.
Wow.
30 years ago.
I have it. Do you really? I have it. And I can't get rid of it. Mine is like, I don't have the cleaning. I think all of us have some part of OCD, which is compulsive disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, right? I think I'm saying it right. It's obsessive
yeah.
compulsive disorder. Okay. And I really think all of us have some kind of form of OCD. Mine is I cannot leave the house unless I check the gas. In my mind, that, and I think this happened when I was a kid. I mean, we were living on a beach. Not a kid. I was a young teenager, 14, 15. And I think it happened then. So anyway, this house blew up on our block. Just blew up. And exploded and shook the house. Just blew up. And we found out that the reason the house blew up because the guy left the gas on. And ever since then, and we're talking 14, 15, that before I leave the house, I have to constantly, not just once, but twice or three times to check the gas to make sure all the knobs are off before I leave the house.
Really?
That's what I, yeah. You know, I think some people are like that.
It's not surprising.
Really? Have you heard of people doing that?
No, I've seen people that have the thing where they have to lock the door maybe 15 times
right.
to satisfy the click, click, click.
Is it the click, click, click?
Yeah. There's a, it's like a repetitive thing.
Right, right.
Like a lot of people have a thing where they have to do it three times or five times or...
I used to do that, but I don't do that anymore. But that's true. That is true. It's, but you're right. And I used to have that too, because I used to turn the knob three or four times to make sure. It's, and you're right, it's about to click, click, click. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
Wow. I found a sound bite for Donald Trump. You want to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
It
just
should,
a short
oh,
one.
It should be in here. Just a short. Yeah, it is short. Believe it or not, what you just said is the joke. Believe it or not, what you just said, what you just said is like you're a psychic. Oh, what you are. there it is. I want to say good morning to Melissa if she's around. And Melissa, we all miss you. You haven't been in, I don't know if you're around, kiddo, but we miss you if you are around. Good morning to you. Let me see. You just said, okay, here it is. Here's a soundbite. Ready? When I talk about Donald Trump, this is what I hear. Listen.
I'm not quite sure how something that's just a little tiny prick can be so powerful in so many different ways.
There you go, tiny prick. One more time.
I'm not quite sure how something that's just a little tiny prick can be so powerful in so many different ways.
Yeah, a little prick could be so powerful in so many different ways.
I'm not quite sure how something that's just a little tiny prick can be so powerful in so many different ways.
There you go.
Let's see who said that.
It's a woman who knows Donald Trump, who he probably raped. So where was I? Where was I? I was going to... Oh, I was talking about OCD. Guess I was talking about that.
Yep.
So I don't know why I was talking about OCD. But yeah, I have it. And you're right with the click, click, click. But I cannot leave the house. Mine is the oven. I have to check the oven, blah, 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 blah. That's the only thing I have. And if I don't check the oven, if I'm on the road, I have to come back and I go, oh, shit, I'll leave the oven on because I'm afraid it's going to blow up. I don't have the hand-washing thing. I do have the neatness thing to a extent, but I don't have it so much. I can't be around clutter. I mean, and clutter could have, some people love clutter, and clutter could be a lamp here, this, and this, and this, and this. And it's not messy, it's just clutter. It's just clutter, you know, just a lot of knickknacks. I can't be around that. I got to have room. I got to have things in its place. For instance, if I go to, we have a thing called, I would say the man cave. Let's just call it man cave. And sometimes my girlfriend will go in, and she will do some work. But in the man cave, there is a TV, a big TV, right? So there's a desk. I'm trying to give you the picture. There's a desk in my man cave, and there's a leather black sofa that you could pull out that if you want to lay down for a bit, you can, you know? And then there's a TV, and there's some posters of sports, you know, guy thing.
Yeah.
Well, she'll sit at the desk, and if she takes a break or there's a show on, she will turn the TV a little bit because it's on a swivel, askew to where she can see it straight on, but it's askew.
Yes.
I will come in and I go,
you're talking about.
Yeah, it drives me crazy. I will come in and I will see the TV not straight like it's supposed to be, but kind of turned because it was on a swivel, kind of turned. And I'll go, what the fuck? I can't handle this. I got to leave. She goes, honey, it's only a little bit. I go, no. The world is not right. You got to set the world right. I have to turn that TV back the way it was, like straight ahead, not askew. What the hell's wrong with you? Straight ahead.
Why did you put it on a swivel?
I know, right? I know, right? It's like, because I thought, you know, sometimes if I lay down, I could turn the TV to where, you know, where my head is, you know. But I usually replace it back to where. I know, exactly. But I have it. It has to be cornered. I cannot look at it that way. One time we were looking at an event together, and she had an askew, and she goes, I want you to see this. I go, I can't do it. I can't do it. She goes, honey. I go, Put it back. Put it back. And she has to put it back. I had to run out of there.
Yeah,
that's crazy house.
I get it. I'm only laughing because I've recovered.
I know you recovered, but it's true. It's a crazy house in there. How could you do that, lady? It's a crazy house. I had a girlfriend, nice lady, and she's in her head. I guess she accelerated my OCD because in her head, if the house was, when we say dirty, we're not talking filthy. We're talking, you know, maybe a sock is on the floor or a dish. We're talking like one dish or two dishes are not clean, you know. And I don't know what she has. So she accelerated my OCD. So, and she likes to dust. And so we would come home and she'd go, oh, God, and pick up the sock or wash the dish. I go, what's going on with you? She goes, people who live in messes are mentally ill. I go, it's only one sock and two dishes. And I don't care. If you can live in that mess, you're mentally ill. So she accelerated my OCD. She accelerated my OCD. I go, oh, shit, she might be right. She might have something there. All right, so when we come back, let me give you the phone number. Here we go. The phone number is... Pat should know the number. I would do this to Pat because Pat should know the number. Pat, please give the number to people who want to come in.
Oh, hell, I don't know the number.
I don't know the number either. I don't know what we're doing. You should know the number by now, you bastards. And if you know the number, give me a call and let me know. I know. I've been on this show for like 12 years, and I say the number, and I still don't know it by heart. I really don't. I don't. There's a 3 in it. Now, if you could figure out the 6 other numbers, we'll be fine. Leave me alone.
Just
the number to come
in. I'm looking it up.
Oh, I got it, baby. Thank you. I pulled it up. 319-527-6899. Uh-huh. Go ahead. Yes,
what?
That's the number. That's the number.
319-527-6099.
That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number your voice would be heard around the world. And it's true. Talk to my friends in Japan. Arigato. I'm trying to learn all the languages to say hello to all the people who listen to the show. Japan. Arigato. Chinese. Fishy swa. Canadian. All I have to say is A. That's it. I'm learning. So when we come back, a church in Ohio whose pastor was criminally charged for allowing unhoused people to sleep at the church. The bastard. He was arrested. He allowed homeless people to sleep at his church.
Why would he be arrested? That's like someone inviting into your home.
It's zoning laws and other stuff. You can't do it. You can't do it. It's against the law.
It's winter.
You know what? Then there's going to be people sickles. They're going to be frozen. Hey, go outside and give them a little can of soup. But you cannot invite them in. It's the law.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so this pastor filed a lawsuit on the grounds of religious discrimination. Religious discrimination, there is no such thing. How silly is religious discrimination? You can't have a religious discrimination. There is not. You know what? I'm going to see if there's actually, that's some lawyer came up with that. There's no such thing as religious discrimination. How can you have religious discrimination?
Yes, either you
get baptized. Can you have religious discrimination? That's bullshit. Really?
Yes, you can. Yes.
No. I never heard of that.
In Canada, we've got so many religions up here.
But so nobody's going to let you in because you're an atheist or Baptist or whatever. You know what? You're a Baptist and you cannot shop here. No. There's no way in hell there's – that sounds like lawyer gibberish, religious discrimination. I mean, I believe you, Pat, but it just sounds ridiculous. Ridiculous. I know, Fred.
Look it up. I agree.
I am.
Look it up.
Because I'm going to. Because wait. Oh, my God, there is. You're right, Pat. Hold on. I never heard of that. And the definition of religious discrimination, I've never heard of that before. Here we go. Religious discrimination. Religious discrimination involves treating a person, an applicant or employee, unfavorably because of his or her religious belief. The law protects not only people who belong to traditional organized religion, such as Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, and Judaism, but others who have sincerely what? Really? Wow. Pat, you're right. I'm learning something. Wow, and the Supreme Court upholds it, too.
You can't be doing that.
It's illegal to harass a person because of his or her religion. Oh, I did not know that. Patty, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, when you live in this country, you learn stuff like that.
You sure do.
You can't be discriminating around here.
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot different in the States. A lot different.
It is. Well, we have discrimination laws too, but I understand what you're saying. But I never heard of that before. That sounds weird to me. It's a weird thing. So that's what's going on today. He has filed a federal lawsuit on the grounds of religious discrimination. Let's hammer this out. If there's such a thing, I guess there is. How can you prove that? We're going to find out how you can prove it. You're listening to Hammer Radio, and I usually would take a break right now, but you know what? I can't. It won't let me. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to the news. Donald Trump is in the news again. Of course. So we're not going to get to the soundbite of, you know, of everything. But we will have a little bit of news. And so I go directly to the big mouth himself, the little prick that has so much power. It's like, I know you're in Canada. Did you ever hear a story like the little train that could? You ever remember that story?
Yep.
When you're a kid, it's like the little train that you can do it, little train. And the little train says, I think I can. And the little train goes, I'm trying, I'm huffing, I'm puffing. And the people go, get your ass up that hill, train. And he goes, I have it. Go get up there, you little motherfucker. Oh, different book. I was reading the book.
I see you rewritten it.
Yeah, they reread that. It was a weekend under that. Get up there, motherfucker. I'm trying. You bastard. That's how it was. That's how it ran in the book. In the hood, we go, and we're rooting for him. Go, motherfucker, go. I think I can. Yes, you can. I think I can. Yes, you can. You will run for president. Yeah, I think I can. Yes, you can. Yes, we can. And he became Obama. Obama was a little train. Yes, we. And he made up the hill and goes, yes, we can. You go, Mr. President. And it all started for him trying to get up the hill. Get your news from me. You go, Mr. President. I think I can. You sure can. You black bastard. So that's how it was in the hood. And I think that's how it is with Donald Trump. They should cancel my show, shouldn't they? Get out of it. Get off the air.
I don't know.
Did he just...
I keep wondering who listens.
I know, right? They do. We wonder who listens. Who listens? I don't know. That's a comma. Who listens to this? Pat! People do.
Yeah.
I wonder who... They have come in the studio. You know who listens. Mr. Solution, Sarge, you know some of them. Wow.
Mr. Solution doesn't listen. He talks.
All he does is talk. But that's how it is. And I think Donald Trump does the same thing. I think I can. I think I can. And they get him up there that hill. So... let's go to the big mouth himself, the source of the news. Let's get my news thing on here. Pat, I wonder who listens to this. Pat, you don't think our show is entertaining? My God.
Yes, I do. I just don't know who would listen.
It's time for the news. Wow. Wow, that's bad news. How about this news? It is time for the news. Yes, I'm Brian Amberjack's show. We are now going to read the news. Donald Trump's in the news right now. That's it. You know, so Donald Trump has wanted real news and what's going on with Donald Trump. He has Truth Social. That's what he calls it. That's his thing. He got kicked off of Twitter. He started it on social media. And it's called Truth Social. And the faithful will go there, and Donald Trump will think his thoughts out loud on that particular platform. So if you want to know what Donald Trump is thinking, I can't believe I'm telling people to go to Truth Social, but I tell them my source, because when I do read the ridiculous, you know why. No, I don't want to accept your cookie, Donald Trump. Just want to read your shit. On Truth Social, 33 minutes ago, Trump put a mock thing on North Carolina primary. Donald Trump 49%, Biden 33%. That's Donald Trump. He kept posting that 3 or 4 times. That's the latest he has there. I mean, the whole thing is that. Donald Trump posted 38 minutes ago, no going back. No, you're the president of the United States, and you're going to put G-O-I-N, going. So you're not using the right pronunciation. And
English.
Guy went to university.
No.
To English, and he's using going. No going. So we got an ignorant motherfucker running for president, but it's okay. No going back, G-O-I-N, okay. He says, a great new book by Governor Kristi Noem is a hard-hitting story of a very interesting life. Get it now. So he's promoting somebody's book. Oh, that's a woman. She's hot. Ooh. The truth on what's wrong with politics and how we move America forward. Oh, she's hot. It's worth just looking at it for the cover. Wow, look at her. Bang her like a drum. All right, let's see what else. Just the news, lady, just the news. I'm reading the news.
Oh,
2 hours ago. Yeah. I keep thinking in my head now, okay, I can't get it out. I wonder who's listening to this. I can't get it out of my head. Pat, you got it in my head. And I'm thinking I'm great. Who's listening to this mess? I'd like to know the type of people who are doing it. Wow. What type of people are listening to this? This is interesting. What type of people, what strange beings are listening to this? All right. Wow. Believe it, I never took a class in communication. We can believe it, Brian. Yes, we can. Wow.
Okay, I got to stop interrupting you.
Yeah. Even Fred's looking at you weird going, and you're the one who takes care of me? And you're listening to that guy? I'm out of here. I'm going to go chase my tail. Here we go. 2 hours ago, Congressman Randy Weber is a fantastic representative of the people in the 4th District. That's what he's posting. Anything else that he's posting? He's posting Haley, 90% chance. I mean, all this other. Okay, here we go. 4 hours ago. The illegal aliens that are pouring into our country are taking over our cities and attacking our police. Do you mean the Capitol, Donald Trump? You mean those people? That they're attacking our police from the Capitol and stabbing them with your poles and everything? No, he's thinking about the border. Donald Trump posted 3 years ago we have peace. Yeah.
I don't know why you don't have an immigration program that's working.
Remember how this country, see, we're caught between a rock and a hard place, like Plymouth Rock. So we used to have a thing called, give me your hungry, give me your poor. We encouraged immigration at one time. Give me your hungry, give me your poor. And what happened with that is Fidel Castro fucked that up. Because Fidel Castro said, okay, you're America, and you have to accept anything because you're saying, give me your hungry, give me your poor, and you accept this, and you're the beacon on the hill. So Fidel Castro said, fuck you, really? So what Fidel Castro did was he opened his jails. And he let out the criminally insane and all these other crazy people, rapists and everything. This is where Donald Trump – see, Donald Trump – see, you think when Donald Trump made that speech – should I play the speech when Donald Trump first made that speech? Because we got to go back to who this guy is, because sometimes we forget. When he made this speech about they're not sending their best people over, they're sending rapists. Remember that speech? The bad people?
Yeah,
if
but
you
that's
don't remember
not
it,
I'll... completely true. You know,
oh, it's
holy
not.
Moly.
Yeah, it's not true, but he did. It's something out of Scarface that actually what Fidel Castro did, and you cannot deny it. So Trump went back to that. You're thinking Trump made saying he knows this, he has the inside information about who's coming overboard. No, he didn't. Trump
and that happened
jumped,
so long ago.
Exactly. So, but remember, he remembers it. Yeah. You know, it's
see,
hard to do the show when
Trump
you
have as an intolerant white guy.
Well,
you
he
know,
is.
Like, I
well,
don't
he is.
See. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. The man's a mess.
Well, you go back to Trump's. Okay, here's Trump on, and I don't know if this is the speech, but I think it is. We asked We think it is, but we're not sure. But here's Trump's view on I don't know, my computers. But Trump is double down calling Mexicans rapists. I'm thinking this is my computer's very slow. But I just want you to, and the reason why we're doing this and going back on it, here it is right here. I don't know if this is the right one. Here's Trump on immigration. So you're going to have to bear with me. This computer, I think it's time for me to, you know what? I have a brand new computer. You're not going to believe this. I got a brand new computer sitting right beside me. And it's been in the box for 2 years. Here we go.
Illegal immigrants with criminal records ordered deported from our country are tonight roaming free to threaten peaceful citizens. The number of new illegal immigrant families who have crossed the border so far this year already exceeds the entire total from 2015. They are being released by the tens of thousands into our communities with no regard for the impact on public safety or resources. One such border crosser was released and made his way to Nebraska. There, he ended the life of an innocent young girl named Sarah Root. She was 21 years old and was killed the day after graduating from college with a 4.0 grade point average, number one in her class. Her killer was then released a second time, and he is now a fugitive from the law. I've met Sarah's beautiful family, but to this administration, their amazing daughter was just one more American life that wasn't worth protecting. No more. One more child to sacrifice on the order and on the altar of open borders.
And this is where we learn to hate people who are not our kind. If you're brown, get down. If you're black, get back.
I just find it really disgusting. I do. Because we don't have that problem up here because we actually have a program. You know, and he's talking about families coming up. Well, the daughters and sons aren't raping people. They're little kids. The mother's not. She's probably working as a domestic at Donald Trump's place. You know, like,
I know.
I'd like to know how many people he's hired himself.
You know he does at Mar-a-Lago. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I know. So, you know, he's full of shit.
But he's getting high in the Mexican community. And the Mexicans who came on legally, I can understand saying, why are the other people getting a shortcut?
They just have to fix the immigration.
Well,
and Donald
I don't
Trump
know, kiddo.
Does not want to fix the immigration.
No, it's like, here's what he thinks of that. And we'll go
on. Immigration, in the poll, that was an area of weakness for you. You have been widely criticized, Donald, as you know, for offending immigrants in your announcement speech. I want to just play again exactly what you said in that speech. Here you are.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
Now, Donald Trump must have been an immigrant because he's a rapist. So you don't have to be an immigrant to be a rapist. Donald Trump is a rapist. That's a fact, Jack.
Well, how come he keeps spouting off about that when he's been charged himself?
Well, he did that while he was getting away with the rape until the women spoke up and said, hey, you raped me. So there you go. They're not sending their best or sending the rapists. But he's going back to Scarface, what Fidel Castro did, and he fucked it up. So he let out Fidel Castro let out the criminally insane and said, okay, John Kennedy, you're America, and you open up your borders and freedom and the beacon on the hill. Take them into your country. Let's see if you stick with your word. And we did. And they became drug dealers and so on and so forth. And that's what happened. That's what happened. So on Truth Social, we're almost done with Truth Social with Donald Trump and his words are, and we went right to, you know, the mouth of a dimwit. You know, and when I hear, you know, even his logo, we will make America great again. I don't know what that means. We're the most powerful country on the planet. We are the best people on the planet. Our GDP is amazing. We're the best superpower around. Our economy is strong. So I don't know what he means, we'll make America great again. His America? See, Donald Trump has, we're on Earth 1. Donald Trump is running for president on Earth 2. So I don't even know what he means by we'll make America great. Let's see what else Donald Trump. You know, it's funny. You can tell what a bitch boy Donald Trump is because, and it's ironic, I love irony, because abusing all these women, grabbing them by the pussy, and doing all this, it took an 80-year-old woman to shut his fucking mouth. Donald Trump is not even talking anymore. It took a woman, an 80-year-old woman, to shut his fucking mouth like a little bitch. He's not saying shit about raping that woman anymore. I know, Mr. Fred, I know you're Republican, but I'm just telling you the truth. Don't get upset. Don't get upset, Mr. Republican.
Not Republican.
He's probably independent.
Most likely.
But he has his people. You'd be surprised. Snoop Dogg likes him. Snoop Dogg, who is a criminal, and he's black, and he likes Donald Trump. Snoop Dogg has nothing but love and respect for Donald Trump. That's what Snoop Dogg does. That puppy needs to be neutered and put down. That's what I say. Wow. So when we come back, yesterday was a short show. We may have a short show again. It was when we left, it was like eight people. I'm not kidding you. When we left the studio yesterday, it was like eight people had their hands up and they wanted to talk. I told everybody it's going to be a short show. They didn't believe me. So if you want to get into the conversation, but I'm going to let you know that I'm going to stay on this path first about it because it's really important about those churches and the homeless.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to me, remember, hit the one button because we may have a couple of new guests coming in that I think I know of, and you may be her. Hit the one button, and I will open up your mic, and we have the one button. Let me see. 111. You're live on the air with Brian the Hammer Jackson and the lovely Pat Overlein, who may read your tarot card if you're interested in that. Hello, 111.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Pat. How are you?
Hi.
Wait, you came in on a one. Oh, hello, Mr. Solution. How are you?
Yeah, Brian. I'm fine, thank you. How did your appointment go yesterday?
It went amazing, sir, and thank you for asking. That was really nice of you. It went amazing. I went to see my psychiatrist, and he says, you know what? We got medication for your bipolar and schizophrenia. What? It went fine.
Now, you know what?
Oh,
now, go back and do your
show. I have an appointment today.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know. I know, Mrs. I do believe you, by the way. Of course you do, sir.
It's not hard for me to believe you.
I know, baby. I love you, Mr. Solution. I could dress you up as my little doll. I could say Mr. Solution down. I can hug you and pat you on the head and sit you down and watch TV with me. And they had a Mr. Solution down. I could look at you lovingly when I don't understand things. And I know that you have the answer, and I feel good about it. Mr. Solution Down, now on sale.
Wait a minute. So you're saying you actually listen to people, including me sometimes? Is that what you're admitting?
What?
Are you admitting that you actually listen to
I heard you. I heard you. Of course I listen to you. Wait a minute. Let me welcome in.
I know this is
Brian 256.
I know.
I hear you.
Yeah, I know some of that gets through. Look, Brian gave you I won't say a shellacking.
I think Brian's here.
But he really
gave you
some enlightenment.
He gave me a what? He gave me a what?
Now, listen more carefully. I said I won't say that Brian gave you a shellacking yesterday, but he did give you some very salient and concise information. The only thing he left out was that the law was changed in order to make that woman's complaint timely. They changed the law to get it in under the so-called statute of limitations. But all the other stuff that he said to you was very accurate and logical. That was a complete mockery of the justice system. Now, I said again, Trump is not my favorite candidate. He's not. And I wish he were different, you know, more to my liking. But I can also look past that. But Brian brought up the Trump derangement syndrome. And I think that's a good psychological description of the way some people react to Trump. But I'm almost sure, I'm not completely sure, because one can never be 100% with the courts. But on appeal, that is more than likely will be thrown out because they didn't allow him to present his evidence that that woman was exactly what you just said. She's bipolar, which means insane if she's not on her medication, right? And so, but the one who accused him of raping her in the department store, and so that was wrong. And, you know, when on appeal, what they really look for is errors in law. And when you don't allow a defendant a proper presentation of their evidence,
I have to stop you there. I have to stop you there. What law school did you go to?
Hold on,
what law school? No,
listen a minute.
Listen
a minute.
I'm asking you your credentials. What law school?
The law has to be simple enough where the average person.
What law school did you? Simple.
See, you're such a jackass.
I'm not a judge. I just asked you before you talk about the law, for the ordinary person to understand it.
And if you don't understand it, and you're saying
that someone has to have a law degree to understand the law,
you, sir,
I asked you what law school did you attend, sir?
You are a fool if you think a person has to have a law degree.
Just like you, when you make pronouncements on the law, and you do in plenitude,
you make plenty of legal statements, and you pull them directly out of your nethermost region.
I'm saying before you talk about the law, and there's different laws in each state, and before you become an expert on law, I have to ask you what degree, what law degree do you have, sir?
The statements that you make don't even utter don't even make sense. Now, look, you can go and look it up. You don't have to. If you can read, which oftentimes you prove that you're barely literate.
Well, I'm reading you, and it says it doesn't make sense as I read you. It says these
okay, what did I say that doesn't make sense, asshole?
You don't make.
Hey, bitch boy, what did I say that doesn't make sense?
Brian, are you there? Good morning.
On appeal, what the appeal court looks at is a factual error in the law. That's what they look at.
What kind of court is this? All right, asshole.
They don't retry the case.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Just like with Bill Cosby, for example, now you're laughing like
you
a goddamn fool, and that's okay because that's what.
Wait a minute.
When they don't have a response, they try to laugh.
Will you say
hello?
Will you behave yourself?
I understand that, sir.
Hello.
Behave. Melissa. Wait, say good morning to Melissa. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Hey, Melissa. How are you? I'm trying to beat this clown down. Go ahead.
Good luck.
What I was
telling you, Melissa, was a fair question before he goes on to the law. Wait a minute. The fact that on appeal, this case of Donald Trump will be overturned. Now you scared Brian. Brian's not coming back. But you know what? Brian left.
Okay, good.
He says, I'm not going to be part of this. And you scared Brian away. He may never come back now because you're acting silly.
Great. He should go to hell.
I like Brian. Hold on.
You're talking about the intelligent Brian. Okay. No, Brian understands.
Brian. Yes, the intelligent Brian. Wait, will you hold on? 256, you're live on the air. Hello.
That is me. That is Robin.
Oh, Robin. Hey, Robin. How are you, sweetheart?
I am making it. How are y'all?
We're doing great. You guys remember Robin?
Listen to the cat.
How Melissa?
Listen to the cat.
Oh, that's Pat. That's Mr. Fret. That's Mr. Fret.
What's wrong with you? I had to turn off my speaker.
Is he upset today?
Well, you guys remember you remember Robin. Robin, meet Pat, meet Melissa, and Mr. Solution.
Yes.
Hello, Robin.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Hello. I'm calling from North Alabama.
Are you in Alabama now, Pat? Because you're on vacation for a while.
No, Robin.
He's
calling from
Robin.
I mean, I'm sorry, Robin. But Robin, you went on vacation, didn't you? Did you go to Florida?
Well, actually, we went to Northern Ohio for Christmas for my in-laws, and it was pleasant. In fact, about the churches and all up there, I can see. I saw where y'all are talking about that, and
right.
We have some churches locally here in Alabama that are doing the same thing. They're allowing, especially on the cold nights. And a couple of weeks ago, I mean, we had almost an Alabama blizzard, if you want to call it that.
Wow!
So much ice and snow just dumped on us within 3 days. So,
I know.
Of course, the homeless population has had a hard time of it. So they did. Certain churches started letting people come and stay the night.
Wow. See, they broke the law. You know, they're having a problem, Robin, and our resident lawyer here knows the solution. He's for hire, but please don't use him because you'll probably go to jail, and he's on your side.
There you go, defaming somebody. You're good at that.
Mitch,
my foot is ready to go and shine and breathe.
It's violent. It's violent in here. Robin is violent. But Robin is it's
against
the law.
Violence against you, perfectly legitimate.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is because of zoning laws and health hazards.
It is. You can't do it. If I know some states right now are below, you know, zero. And if you see a homeless person shivering right by the church, because a lot of people go to church a long time, the church used to be a haven to help people. But they crack down on those laws now. That if a person, if you're a clergy and you invite a homeless person inside, you're breaking zoning laws and they can sue you in criminal charges. Now, yeah, can happen. I'll give you an example.
But that is,
Go ahead.
I mean, that to me is wrong. I mean, I can understand letting them stay there permanently, but, you know, just to take shelter from the weather, I think, you know, that ought to be allowed, though.
No, kiddo. It's too much liability on a church. And Melissa has to go, and I want to give her some time before she has to go. Melissa, you have any thoughts on this one, kiddo? No, stay right there, Robin. Don't leave. Melissa?
This recently went on about 2 weeks before Trump was coming to New Hampshire. They had a church who was letting people set up tents and whatever on their property. And the city stepped in and said, oh, no, get them out of there. It was against the law.
Yes. Yes. And this is a subject that most people don't know about, right? This is like a behind, you know, back page story. It's not a front line thing because it's not a sexy story. And the clergy is having a hard time dealing. Do you follow Jesus or do you follow man-made law? And when it comes down to it, you see, Jesus taught them this and to give and everything. But man says, if you do that, we're going to lock you up and cage you like an animal. But yet we're Christians and yet we're religious folks. So what do you do? And a lot of people are first taking Jesus for man-made law. Yes, Melissa.
Oh, you know, I thought of you really heavily the other day. Actually,
Thank you.
I did.
Thank you.
You did a little segment about fetishes, right? Remember?
Yes. I haven't finished
it
yet.
It wasn't very long.
It wasn't that long ago.
Well, thank
anyway,
you. That's what she said. And you don't have to be. Thank you, Pat. That's what she said.
This gets so weird. This gets so weird. Anyway, I have this video kept coming up on YouTube. And it was a weird picture. And finally, I clicked on it and I listened to it. And it was a man that murdered his son because the kid got into his laptop. And his fetish was eating his own feces and animal feces out of a diaper. Dressed as a woman. So that was his fetish.
What?
But he
eating
kid.
His kid's feces?
He killed the kid. Yeah.
He killed him?
Because the kid found the
feces. Oh, that is disgusting. I had a friend who had this fetish, and it's almost as gross. He loved when his girlfriend was on her menstrual cycle. That's when he loved to have
on,
sex with her. No, I swear to God. I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. I'm not joking. There are some men, you could Google it, there are some men who have that fetish too about when a woman's on her cycle, they tend to love having oral sex with her. No, it was true. I am not lying on this
one. That? You know what they call it?
No. No.
Earning your red wings.
I heard that.
Oh, yeah.
I have heard that term before. Yeah. So you know it's true.
Yeah.
Some men have that thing. You know, some men have that thing. And
I knew somebody like that.
Did you do it? That just love having, when she's on her cycle, that they just, you know, love having that?
Well,
I think most women don't want anybody near them during that time.
I can say, I can vote for that.
Yeah.
Robin, I don't want to hammer you, bastard.
Yeah, you just don't want anybody near you. Yeah.
Well, we remember when we were at the age 17, 18, early 20s, when you get caught into a situation and then you have that awkward talk. I think every woman had that awkward talk at least once in her life, you know, 20s or early 30s, saying, uh-oh, I have to tell him before it gets even heated that I'm on my cycle. That must be an awful talk that you must remember. Everyone must have had that talk, right? In the middle of intimacy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you had to go, okay, I got to let the guy know, right? I'm hoping he doesn't go further. I don't want him to feel the temp. I got to let the idiot know. So I could imagine that the person is in the heat of the moment. It's like, and I have done it. It's like, you know what? I don't care. I'm on the I don't care. But I didn't do the oral. I actually said, you know, I know. But you know what's really funny? And you're a guy, because the first time that happens, I didn't realize the heat of their body. It's hot. I mean, you're going into molten lava area. It's like, okay. And you're like, woo, it's kind of hot. No, because I didn't expect it to be their body changed to get that temperature. Am I wrong here? Do you? Because it felt hot.
I don't know.
There.
I've
like,
never been the other side of it.
You've never been on the other side.
Hey, wait till you get a little older, and then you really start getting hot.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been through that.
Woo! You start sweating. Woo! Turn on the air conditioning. Yeah, I can imagine.
It's like, good Lord, your head lights up like a tiki torch.
Tiki torch.
I used to jump out in the snowstorms with no clothes on.
What? Oh, my God. Wow.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
I know, Robin, going, what?
Okay, I had a minimum of clothes on, but, you know. Maybe
I can understand that.
Oh, I had the worst menopause in the world. I was 100 degrees, like, every moment of my day. It was terrible.
How do you sleep?
I have no idea. I think it was exhaustion.
Exhaustion? Ugh. I tell you, that's one thing that'll wake me up faster than anything.
Oh, I was
getting hot.
It was awful. It was awful. I used to have to, I almost had a buzz job because my hair was wet all the time. And I had to carry around a wet washcloth in a baggie to clean my face and my hair. Because I was dripping all the time.
Oh,
I mean, I was dripping.
I understand. I'll do that, too. I pull my hair up. And it's long.
Oh,
whew.
It was terrible. It went on for 10 years.
Well, I sure hope that doesn't happen. I hope I don't go. It doesn't last for 10 years because I'm going Tuesday to the doctor, and I'm going to see if they can do something about that.
Well, they can give you hormone replacement. It settles it down to an extent, but I had
like
so many
that
health
anymore.
Problems.
They don't do that. They don't like doing that anymore, the hormone replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they do?
No,
they
because
just
of,
you
it can
suffer?
Cause cancer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, hormone replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Which they usually
cause
Premarin,
cancer,
right? Kiddo. Yeah, the Premarin or any of those, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That Melissa is
they
full,
make a lot of
full of knowledge,
stuff.
Man.
They
yeah,
do. They make a
knowledge.
Lot of holistic stuff, vitamins and supplements that you can take.
Tried all those, the black cohosh, I take that.
Yep.
But it's, and then I get to thinking, well, I live in Alabama. July is going to be over 100 degrees every day, probably.
Wow.
And it got down below zero here. It hasn't gotten that cold here since 1989.
Oh, my.
I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it's 4 years old the last time it got that cold here.
Wow.
And I do have... I do have news, and Melissa brought it up, not me.
What?
The definition of earning one's red wings. To give oral sex to a woman on her period for the first time. See more words with the same meaning. Oral sex, go down on. To engage in sexual activity with a woman on her period for the first time. That's what it means. Yum, yum, yum. Mm, mm, mm.
Ooh, yes.
Wow.
Because you women know, it's funny. I was going to do this segment, but I got to do the church thing because it is in the news. But I do want to do a thing because men do not understand, and I will use Mr. Solution here, about what goes on with a woman's body when she's on her period or if she's going through menopause. The changes that a woman goes through that a boy will never understand. When you're 16, I was shocked because I was reading and heard a story that women are developing early. We had this segment before.
Mm-hmm.
And women are having their periods at 6 years old now.
I was six. Early, and I was nine.
You were nine.
What did I tell you, Brian?
I was nine.
It's been going on for years.
You're right, Melissa.
Uh-huh.
But they're getting younger and younger, and they're developing at six and having periods at nine. Oh, my God.
Growth hormones and foods doing, I think, is what's causing that.
I do, too. All the hormones are put into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Melissa brought that up to me. I said I was shocked. My mouth was wide open, and it was. And this is a personal thing, but you don't know them. So we had the girls over, and the girls are five, and she just turned 11, but this was
if
2 years ago, so she was nine.
Mm-hmm.
She was nine.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to my girlfriend. I go, why is the 9 year old? She didn't quite have a brawn, but it's like one of those, I don't know, I could, just covers the area. I don't know.
Like a bralette kind of thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was concerned. I'm going, honey, I said, I'm talking to my girlfriend, not the little girl. I'm talking to my girl. I'm going, isn't she a little young for that? I mean, to be strapped out. In my head, she was being strapped down so early, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Because all I hear from women is like, oh, so uncomfortable. I can't wait to get out of it, you know? And when you're lazy, you can't wait to get out of this thing. I mean, it seems like it's horrible, you know? There's never a comfortable one around. But to strap her down at nine, I'm saying, oh, my God. I thought it was inhumane. I mean, I never discussed this with anybody else, and my girlfriend says, girls are developing early. I go, at night, I'm taking her to the water park. I'm getting her
mm-hmm.
little Mickey Mouse ears for Disneyland, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Help me out, ladies. What's going on? Is it scary for you guys to start developing like this, or do you feel like a freak? I mean, so young. What is going on? And then are you taught so young and saying, okay, these are private areas and nobody should see them? I mean, what's the talk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're developing
usually...
so young. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the talk?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, I kind of didn't really have the talk. I had an older cousin, and I was staying with her, and, well, she kind of filled me in on the details.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Oh, yeah. So I was much younger than... I was about probably 7 or 8.
What?
So, I mean, I knew it was coming. Yes. Well, I mean, I was just staying with them for like a week, and we were in there, and we were sharing a bed, and, well, it was that time of the month she started, and
you know, jumped up and ran to the bathroom and thought something was wrong with her. And so that's when...
Seven and eight, she was having a menstrual cycle?
No, I was. She was...
You were having...
I was at nine.
Okay.
At nine.
Oh, my God. See, this is a surprise to me. Men, fathers don't talk about this, but my daughter had a menstrual cycle at nine. What the hell? What the hell, Robin? Robin, I'm 9 years old. I'm taking her to Disneyland, and I'm still singing Baby Shark. Baby Shark. Do, 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 do. That's what I'm thinking at nine. Seriously, Melissa, that's what I'm thinking at nine. Wow. And meanwhile, she's experiencing, you know, puberty. Wow. You know, it's funny. It's just, when Melissa brought up the story, and I'm going, I think she said it was in a news story. And I think you brought it up, right, Melissa? I'm going, what?
Okay.
I think she said, you know, girls are developing early and everything. I go, what? And I remember.
And I said, no, it's been that way forever.
Oh, okay, then with me.
No one talked about it.
My mother was born in 1944, and she had her period at nine, she said.
What?
You see, my mother was 16 before she did.
Yeah.
See, that's when I thought you were supposed to.
47.
No.
Yeah,
16?
I thought 15, 16... Was the time, I mean, sophomore in high school, maybe ninth grade? Ninth grade is coming.
Oh, no, that would be considered really late.
My two girls were 14.
Grade 7.
They were 14 years old. But I thought something was wrong. Yeah, they were 14.
Mm-hmm.
So they were both in ninth grade. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
How did you have it really athletic?
They were the exclusion. All of their friends had already started at 9, 10.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is all shocking to me, and I'm serious. Mr. Solution, what do you think of this? This is shocking. Don't you think it's shocking?
Well, they say that in the water system, you have, with the introduction of the birth control pill, there's a contamination of the water supply. When they test the water, they actually find the female hormone. They find estrogen. Additionally, and what concerns me a lot, is that they have a lot of soy. And I was talking to my friend that's a chemist, and she pointed out that soy mimics estrogen. And so you see, plus... say the fish themselves, their genetic code has been confused, the male fish, by all this estrogen that's available. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, that would be when the woman urinates, obviously the urine passes into the sewer system, and, you know, all the water is just recycled. Mm-hmm. So that explains part of it. But I think with both of those combined, the contamination of the water supply and this saturated, everything you see, you'll see soy is used in it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the companies, I have actually called these companies, you know, a product that I like, and I say, why the hell do you have soy? Soy is an allergen also. Soy impacts people very negatively. It causes men to grow breasts and this kind of thing. So we don't need that soy in everything. And I encourage some of you, when you see soy on the labels, and I encourage you to read the labels, you may call up the manufacturer and say, why don't you offer us a choice, a soy versus a non-soy version of your product? Don't just saturate us with that. So those are two reasons that the experts cite for this early development in females.
Yeah, but it's been going on forever. It's just something that nobody talks about.
Well, it was less common, though. That's true. You've always had some outliers. But for the most girls, if you go back a number of years ago, I think, Brian, I heard you cite what the earliest you cited was what? 6, 7?
Yeah, as far as some a girl developing, 6 years old.
Yeah. See, that's a little bit. That's a little for humans. For humans, given our chronological lifespan, that's a bit premature. Most people because see, she hasn't developed her secondary sex characteristics at that age. She's getting something. See, something is out of order because she, even though she may be having a period. As I said, all of her secondary sex characteristics haven't appeared yet. So it's kind of out of order for her to get a period that early. Because the period means that she's reproductively capable, and she probably is.
Well,
I
know, Solution,
is the way I would describe it.
I know some stories, and I know for a fact that some women, or girls, I'm not even talking women, a woman gets pregnant at 11 years old, and she had a baby. They were saying, was a very interesting article that I didn't get to read, and I didn't finish it because we're going to read it on the show, but we ran out of time, because of the abortion thing, because of the abortion thing going on in Texas and some other states, as you're getting a lot of young mothers, and it was a great article, a lot of young mothers are going to school. And when they say young mothers, they're talking fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade mothers because of the abortion laws in their state. Now, these are girls, and you can argue that from an incestuous relationship, and most of it was, and blah, blah, blah. But the title was shocking, young mothers going to school in their grade school that they're going to. So when we're talking about, and like you were talking about, Mrs. Lucian, so elegantly, I don't give you a lot of respect, and I will not do it now, but you did make it very elegantly. You did.
Hey, Brian, I've always understood the jealousy. So that's quite okay, Brian. I get that sometimes.
But you did make sense of it, and I appreciate the input. Really well done, Mr. Solution. But yeah, I was gonna use that as a talking point that nowadays, and you guys are not understanding, it was in the news. You got a lot of young mothers now attending grade school because of abortion laws, and they gave a list of how many. It was like almost like 20,000 or whatever. It was it was really crazy, and we're not talking about that. Can you imagine, Robin? Can you imagine, Pat and Melissa, that you're a fifth grader with your backpack and that you got to go home and nurse your baby? Or maybe you pump some breast milk in your refrigerator because maybe at lunchtime when you're eating your snackaroos that you are a mother? Wow.
You have to have a license to drive a car, but anybody can become parents.
Oh, sure. Let me say this.
Because you are a male turd, excuse me, ladies.
Thank you.
Yes. Brian will negatively cast, he'll negatively cast men. He's saying that, and he mispronounced the word. He said it's the result of an incestuous relationship. That's not
true. I said incestuous.
Yes,
How can I mispronounce incestuous?
You did. Things. You mispronounced the word, and secondarily, or primarily, assigned the blame in the wrong...
I think you're not hearing right because that stick up your ass can affect your hearing. I said
allow me to finish the thought. Okay. Now, the problem is that girls are saturated. They have these cell phones. They see sexually explicit material, and that's like
there
an encouragement.
Go.
So they are actually having sex with older men because younger boys usually don't mature sexually at that age, even though the soy negatively affects them.
Mm-hmm.
But the young girls are having sex with older guys and therefore getting pregnant. So, and incest, by the way, incest and rape only accounts for less than 1% of pregnancies. Less than 1%.
Mm.
Look it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but that's before the abortion laws, honey.
Yeah.
No, that's currently. That hasn't changed. Not that many men are raping women. They aren't. Men mostly protect women. You couldn't survive without male protection and provision, number one.
Okay, we're going off the rails.
I don't know about
Let's stick
that.
With the facts.
Okay, you can say that nutless man, said the nutless man.
Nutless
but the point
man,
is,
turd. Where's the respect?
That's a
man.
Fact. It permeates everything.
It's not
women couldn't
a fact.
Survive without men's provision and protection.
You're going down that rabbit hole. And that's
oh,
the only
I'm not going.
Part
you
ever
are
had.
Is already but, stuffed in the rabbit hole. I'm not going down no damn rabbit hole.
You're going down the rabbit hole. You're trying
yeah,
to derail the train. The
Go
trail
ahead.
Was the train was going right down the track. Woo woo. And then you come on board and you try
no,
to derail.
No, no, no,
you pull
listen,
down the handle.
Listen,
you try to kill
relevant.
The train.
That is
no,
relevant.
Listen,
I
no,
know
it's
relevancy.
Not.
You don't.
No, you do not. You're irrelevant.
Don't know relevant.
You call me a turd. Have some respect for me. And that's Mr. Turd to you, sir. That's Mr. Turd.
Well, I thought it was Tuttles or Titty. No, it was Titty.
Oh, we're back. Oh, you're back on that.
It's Titty.
You have a good memory. You have a good memory, Mr. Solution. You do have a good memory.
Better than that, Brian.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. I'm saying that whatever the case is, I don't want to go down the road because I don't want to anger people to say men are better and this is not about that subject and women need protection. It's not about that
look,
subject.
Objective,
the subject
look,
is,
the truth is always its own defense. Okay, I
well,
know you don't
the
understand
truth of it
that,
is
not
that
being a purveyor
there are
of
young
truth.
Girls who are becoming mothers, and whatever but, the case is, I haven't studied it. I can't speak upon it because I haven't studied it. Usually I have some kind of reference before I go into that subject. And you're right. Maybe part of it is child molestation. Part of it may be experimenting with older people. I don't know because, I be honest with you, I haven't got the stats and I haven't studied it, but it is happening. We can say
usually
it's happening.
The simplest solution is the best solution. And the simplest solution is they're having sex. Now, I recommend, which is what I have an underwater full block carbon charcoal water filter. And it filters
what?
The water fantastically. I still use my, 10th grade chemistry. And one of the things I do, which city water can be pretty decent. In fact, a lot of the bottled water is actually city water, just maybe run through a filter. And also they add a few minerals. But one of the testings
okay.
that I do for my water is I'll run some out of the tap. And I'll put a little bit of baking soda in it. And baking soda detects it, and it'll bubble up a little bit. And what I'll also do is run some out of my filtered water and even heat it up a little bit. I'm giving it an advantage.
Right.
And then I'll put some baking soda in it and stir it up and just watch it. No bubbles.
You're a strange man. You're a strange
man.
Bottle water doesn't talk.
Bottle
water does
water,
not cost that
don't.
Much. You're up to doing chemistry. Oh, here comes some water. Where's the baking soda? Ooh, it's turning
I'm
blue.
Uh-oh. I'm water, you
get
dope.
Bottle
I
water,
understand
fool.
What I'm doing.
It's only a dollar. It's only a dollar. Get bottled water.
Brian,
fool.
It's a simple test. It only takes seconds.
I'm not doing tests with your chemistry. You're like a mad bomber. You know what?
I wouldn't ask
I'll
you
take
to
a piece
do
of,
it.
I won't.
You're incompetent.
I don't think anybody
here.
But
what I'm saying
you know,
is,
I don't think anybody here will do what you're doing. But you know what?
Hold on a minute. What I'm
works.
Saying is that filters all the estrogen and the contaminants that the city doesn't filter out, like the chlorine,
right.
which is not good for your digestive system. By the way, that's bleach.
Right.
It filters all of that out. So I'm drinking.
Right.
When I drink water, it's like It's a rejuvenation. It invigorates me. All of a sudden, my eyes get wider. I always feel good.
Yeah, I know. You look like puppies.
Drinking the pure water, really, it enlivens you. It wakes you up.
Okay.
It just makes you feel perky.
Now, let me ask you, since you're in the chemistry and the biological thing, would you ever do a red wing thing? Would you ever have oral sex with a woman on her menstrual cycle?
Well, look here. Let me tell you this, dum-dum.
Yes.
That's a no.
Listen, cooking is chemistry.
Why are you calling
me dum-dum? hold on, because I know you're a glutton. You will appreciate this.
I asked you a simple question, and you insult me.
A minute. Listen.
And that's Mr. Dum-Dum. Dumb to you, sir.
Shut up. Okay.
No.
Good.
Wait a minute. Let me check. Excuse me. Let me check the name of the show. Oh, it is my show.
A good chef.
Okay, go ahead.
A good chef is a good chemist.
I didn't ask you about that. I said, would you have oral sex with a woman on her menstrual cycle?
Listen, for the most part, and you know I like you, God has put me in your path. God has put me in your path for a reason. You are a base man. Definition of a beast, man. You're base.
I'm not a beast.
And
it's
outside of this, wait a minute, outside of this particular venue, I would never be in your company because you are bad company.
No, you would.
Bad.
No,
bad
you
company.
Would not. I have a reputation, sir. You would never be in my company.
I see you coming. Trust me. I have a Satan detector, a demon detector.
Well, there's a water bubble when it gets near a demon.
I know. Oh, demon be gone. The demon's name is Brian.
Brian, you're irreformable. Right. There's no reforming you. Only hell will satisfy your ilk.
Only hell. Hell's not bad enough for me. Leave me alone and quit talking to my father, Lucifer. Here we go.
No, not Lucifer. No, wrong name. Satan.
Luther. You may call him Luther.
Not that. He changed.
You know what? He knows who you are, and we'll be expecting you soon.
Oh, please.
That's right.
Well, look here.
Leave me alone.
Let's talk about cosmic disappointment.
No, I am not talking about that. I want to talk about, and a lot of people are wondering, there's men out there who have little girls that all of a sudden they're not sitting on daddy's lap anymore. All of a sudden they're not being daddy's little girl, and there's a lot of men out there that don't understand what's happening. They don't understand that their little girl at 11 years old having mood swings, and she doesn't like Baby Shark anymore. And I'm going to ask you ladies,
oh, I like Baby Shark, by the way.
You know what? I don't know what to say to you.
Let me just tell you, that's been it's mesmerizing. That's been listened to literally billions of times. Maybe
it has.
Yeah, billions of times.
I don't think I ever heard that one.
You never heard Baby Shark?
Oh, man, that's the get down.
Melissa,
oh my God.
They make a I don't think I've ever heard that one. No, I'll play it.
Hey, that's right up there next to Sinatra in my book.
Oh, play it.
You know, I don't even have it in this studio. I would play it, but I don't have it. Melissa has a good version of it. Melissa, it's all yours, kiddo.
No.
Okay.
Baby shark doo 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 to baby shark doo 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 baby shark doo 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 doo
baby shark
mama shark doo 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 mama shark doo 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 mama shark doo 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 doo
about the think about the pockets of the person who invented that. Oh my goodness.
I know. And billions and billions and billions. My solution's right. It is billions of people who listen to that song.
It's
you guys
mainly
don't know
kids.
It.
Kids are accessing it. And see, this shows you what I was telling you. Like sometimes, if I'm in the, I've been different places, and I've seen these little kids with computers. Now, I had a little bit of age on me when I started
working. Did they report you to the police?
Hold on a minute. Shut up, base man. Please be. This is a good principle for you. Be muzzled. Look, what happened is I see these little kids, and they're working on these computers. Now, when I started working on computers, I was afraid because if you touch something, everything, you know, kind of sometimes it disappears. And but these kids are proficient at computer operation because they're born with it. They're born into that culture. And they see other kids working
Chinese
their
kids?
Computers, so they learn really rapidly.
Are they Chinese kids? Are they Chinese
no,
kids?
They're
no,
they're just any kids. All kids
any
have a
kid.
Similar capacity
any
if they're
kid.
Healthy. That's nature nurture.
Wow.
Oh yeah,
wow.
Ryan's nephew is 10 years old and he knows how to work things on the phone.
What?
I don't even know how to. Yes, when my phone
that is
cooked
true.
Last year, if Ryan's little sister, who was 14 at the time, hadn't been here, I still wouldn't have figured that thing out.
No, you're right. That is true.
And that's great, but they have them working those computers at 4 and 5 years old, six. They know how to go on there and get their program. And so what I was going to say about Baby Shark is that the kids are playing it. That's who's playing it repeatedly. And it's kind of like TikTok. You know, when you go into TikTok, you can't get out because they have so many different things that attract your attention because you just want to see the next one. I almost have to put a timer down when I go into TikTok.
Well, you do
because
simple minds get involved in that, and they have to keep going to the TikTok. You're into the TikTok and Baby Shark.
That's true, yeah.
Simple minds.
But Baby Shark,
but here we go.
You should add that to your song repertoire and play it sometimes. It's fantastic.
My song repertoire. Yeah, the Shock Jock playing Baby Shark. Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do.
It's only the most popular song ever, Brian.
Here it is right here. This is for you, Robin. This is for you, Pat, since you haven't heard it. And this is for Melissa because I know that she has a little one. And this Baby Shark, here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
And this is for Mr. Solution for his request.
Play the song, please, guy. Play the song.
Hey, I have to give an intro. My computer's not working.
Okay.
Here you go, Baby Shark. Here you go.
That's new to
me. Hey, look here. Let me tell you what one
is
reason
it Pat?
That. What?
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say, Pat?
It's new to me. I've never heard it before.
Oh, look, it's mesmerizing because, you know, it has all the relatives which kids are familiar with. And then did you notice that Jaws introduction? That was brilliant. Brilliantly done. So you have the harmony, the lyrics, everything just comes together so nicely. And kids love it. And some adults, too.
That's true. And here's Donald Trump singing. Donald Trump sings Baby Shark. You want to hear it? Here's Donald Trump singing Baby Shark.
Baby shark, baby shark.
Hey, Brian, let me tell you, minus your introduction of some filth, which is certainly
filth.
That you do on a regular basis. This is one of your better shows. Comprehensively, this is one of your better shows.
No, it's not.
And it's you're like a skunk.
I'm leaving.
It's a beautiful animal, but it does have its disgusting part, and that's the
same
with
you.
Are you
saying I stink?
Metaphorically,
even a compliment
yes.
is a slam. Even a compliment is a slam with you.
Well, no, I'm just accurate.
You will be my baby shark.
I wouldn't be your baby.
Run away.
Listen. I am your angel. I'm an angel sent to try and prevent you from going to hell. It's hard. It's very hard.
What kind of angel are you?
The toughest job I've ever embarked. However, you know, somebody's got to do it. So, you know.
Are you here to save my soul? Is that what you're saying?
Remember when I spoke to God, he had forgotten about you. And he commissioned
me. When I spoke to God, he didn't even know who you were.
No. That's what I told you. You're lying.
No,
now,
that's
see.
What God said to me, and then Jesus
the reason
realized
you
that to
need
me, and you stole that.
Because
it's
you're a liar, number one.
I'm not
a
liar.
A big liar.
God knows that I tell the truth. God knows that you're a false idol,
that
God says, do not trust Mr. Solution. He's a false god and a false idol. I will punish you.
Okay, what I'm going to tell you is, on occasion, Brian, read the Bible and take a bath.
I read the Bible, and it did not mention you at all.
Okay, all right. Well, keep reading it. You're doing better.
You leave me alone. Let me tell you something. We got to get back to the story. Okay, so you heard a little story about women developing. And Melissa brought this up before I get to it, and I can't pass it up. And we're talking about, we did a segment about fetishes. We didn't finish it. Pat said it wasn't long at all. I said that's what she said, but she still went with it. It's a little humor there. Top 10 strangest fetishes, and I'll read it because I didn't get a chance to finish it. And you'd be surprised at the top 10 strangest fetishes. Anybody want to take a guess at all at one of them?
No.
The strangest fetishes of them all? Anyone?
If I have a vote, I'm going to suggest that you skip this. I know because you're into debauchery, you probably won't, and you're into all types of sordid behavior.
I'm going
to
hunt you down and kill you.
I suggest you skip this one and go on to your next one.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat. Thank you.
I want to hear it, too.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you. Mrs. Solution, I suggest you sit your ass down and put your headphones on and listen to Baby Shark by the grown-ups. Learn something. And so here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. These are the top 10. And, you know, and I mentioned
agree,
it before. Sometimes
way.
People... Huh? Huh?
I'm
okay.
going to do what
here
you
we go.
Said.
10 strangest fetishes that are out there, the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And these are it. It's called pony play. Does anybody know what pony play is? Pony,
I do.
P-O-N-Y.
Yeah, that's weird. It's weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
Robin.
Weird.
Explain,
tell me what
Brian.
It is.
Explain.
One dresses
no, I don't
up
know.
As a groom,
Robin.
And one dresses up as a pony, and they, yeah.
Oh, my.
One dresses up as a pony.
Well,
can you imagine?
Pretends that they won, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Can you imagine that wedding? Giddy up, boy. Can you imagine? Okay. These are the things that are funny to me. I'm a big fan of furry fucking. And these are people who dress up like mascots. If you wanna laugh, sometimes I would smoke a joint. I would get high and I would check with Pat. Pat is my high buddy. I said, I'll see her on the messenger. Hey Pat, how you doing? Brian. I go, uh oh. How you doing, Brian? Pat. Uh oh. So you go to Pornhub, and if you want to laugh, go to the furries. These are people who dressed up in like mascot and animals and horses and everything. My funniest one, and I'm not kidding, is a guy has a wolf head, and he's dressed like a wolf, and his girlfriend is like Little Red Riding Hood, and she has a staff, and they're making love, and you can see the little horse head going up and down like he's biting her on her head, top of her head. I'm sorry, I'm laughing, because you're actually seeing, oh my God, he's going to eat her. It's just funny shit for me, I'm sick. I'm a sick fuck. It's funny to me.
Yeah, the furry, yeah, that's a... Mm-hmm.
That is funny. You got to admit, that's funny, Robin. I know it's sick, but it's funny. These are people who dress up like, yeah, like cartoon animals or whatever, and they get turned on.
I can't say I've ever really seen that, you know. I don't go on Pornhub.
Oh, you're missing a lot, baby. There's a whole new world I learned.
Phone viruses.
My girlfriend said the same thing. Yeah, I'm the only one that says, I'm not going to go on there. I'll get viruses. I said, you're going to get an STD just visiting this? Yes, I'll get a virus. I'm not going there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So pony play. This goes back to, believe it or not, 2000 BC in 18th century Britain. In the 1940s. That's
mm-hmm.
when it goes back to.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually as busy as the rural equestrian world. Ponies come in three categories, the show, the cart, and the riding. Also
mm-hmm.
key are riders, trainers, groomers, and owners mm-hmm. who may or may not be the same person. So there are different categories if you want to play pony. You could be the groomer.
Mm-hmm.
You could be the rider. You can be the owner. And if I did pony play with Mr. Solution, I would neuter his ass.
He'd be a gelding.
That's a gelding. There you go, my little mm-hmm. gelding. That's what you get. It's a non-sexual. It's supposed to be nearly non-sexual with the exception of breeding. You could breed your pony play. And that's what Robin was saying. Or stud servicing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine me and my girlfriend playing that. Honey, let's do pony play. Okay. We're going to put you out to pasture now. You're not gonna. There's no breeding involved here. There's no stud servicing. But what am I doing? You're gonna just run free in the pasture. What is that fun? Run, my little pony.
Yep, no need for the riding crop.
Yeah, really. And later you're going to become cat food. There you go. So that's what you do. So if you want to play the game, it's like you have breeding or you have stud servicing. Hello. Or another unexpected twist is the pony boy or the pony girl may not actually be submissive in a party in a group. So you could be, hey, Mr. Solution, you could be a pony boy. Bring in the pony boy. You could be. Horses, of course, of course, of course. Number nine, I can't pronounce it. I don't think he's doing in his, he's still listening to Baby Shark. I put his headphones on and his brain's gone. He's still here. Miz, he's still here. I put headphones on him. He's just smiling, listening to Baby Shark. Another thing. I can't pronounce what this is, and I'm going to need help with this. I'm going to spell it U-R-S-U-S-A-G. U-R-S-U-S-A-G-A-L-M-A-T-O-P-H-I-L-I-A. I'm going to try to pronounce it, but it's not going to be right, but I'm going to try to get close to it. Ursogomomatophilia. It is known simpler term as teddy bear fetish. A teddy bear fetish. That's what it is.
Weird.
It's a teddy bear. And we're getting into the furry. We're getting into the furry. Oh, Mr. Solution. Step away from your teddy bear, Mr. Solution. Step away, sir. He's not the only bondage teddy bear. He spanks that bad bear.
What does that involve, Brian?
Well, what it does is that some fetishists just love the company and companionship of their plushies, stuffed animals, and may even keep photos of their beloved ones in their wallet. They would take photos of their stuffed animals and teddy bears, and they would put it in their wallet. They get sexual excitement out of that, out of stuffed animals.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. They would even take pictures and put them in there with their loved ones there. Can you imagine going into your boss's office? It's like, Robin, get in here quick. Yes, sir. Robin, I have noticed that your performance this month, and Robin looks at the desk and it shows him hugging his teddy bear, and he's undressed and has underwear on top of his teddy bear. Sir, what's going on here? Don't look at that. And I noticed that somebody touched my teddy bear. And they molested it. My teddy bear is not happy anymore. These are people who love stuffed animals. They take their relationship to the next level, and they go full Discovery Channel with the bears. And, yes, there is a real thing. One Ohio man was caught on four different occasions having full-on intercourse with his teddy bear in public.
How do you
full-on
do
intercourse
that?
Well, you put a little hole in the teddy bear, between the teddy bear's legs, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be abrasive?
There's cotton in there, I'm assuming. I'm thinking a little lube and close your eyes really tight. You might kind of picture it could be a woman.
Oh, okay.
This guy was having full intercourse with his teddy bear in public. And I'm not saying anything. A related story, Mr. Solution ended up in jail with his teddy bear in a cell by himself. To this day, he's waiting for probation. Yeah, I know. It's a sad thing.
I don't think they should let him out.
To come back, aren't you?
It's a sad thing. It's a sad. Leave me alone and my bear. We're doing time. Here's another one, number eight. Many fetishes center around body parts. This one is just the opposite. It's called acromophilia. And what it is a sexual attraction to amputees. You have a sexual attraction to amputees, that people are missing
the
limbs.
Stump. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the stump.
Like, turns them on. Yeah, I've heard of that. That's pretty odd, too, but at least it's not an inanimate object.
Right. It's a new meaning. Yeah. Like, oh, God, don't stomp. Don't stomp. I'm sorry. Okay, bad joke. that. I am going to hell. Check with Mr. Solution. Yes, you are. Don't stop, you. These are. I have an acquired audience. I'm sorry. The rest of the people are going, why is she laughing? What's wrong with her? What is she? I think he's funny. There's something wrong with you. Here we go. These are fetishes about sexual attraction to amputees. It is typically male. And single amputees score higher than doubles absent if you have no legs. They love you more. You can score higher on the scale of sexuality. And like Mr. Solution has no brain, so I'm sure he gets top of the class. So that's he's an amputee of the mind. It's okay. We can all laugh. I know he's we keep it inside biting. Because we don't want to hurt his feelings. But it's okay. Let it out. Amputee of the brain. It says some are even flattered by this fetish. It's largely one-sided affair, as the affection shown often superficial and hollows at best. On the other side of the coin, however, it's a fetish geared towards being an amputee, meaning that there's another person that wishes he was an amputee. So there are people who... let me ask you a question. Pat, right? So let's say you were single and you hear a voice. You're on social media. It's like, oh, you sound really nice. Yeah, I do. Oh, you sound like the kind of man I want to be with. Yeah, yeah. You know, this is your guy. And maybe he's Canadian. Yeah, yeah, me. And you go, well, I like to see you. And they do FaceTime, right? Okay. And he looks good because he has a tight shot. Oh, how you like me, eh? Oh, yes, you're a fine hunk of young meat. Yes, right, I am. I'm all meaty. And I want to meet you, girly. I'm an American. You like beef jerky? And then you say, yes, I do like beef jerky. And I'm going to meet you. Right? Because the beef jerky got you. Some other people's wine and food, but you like beef jerky. Okay, so you go there. You get the teriyaki beef jerky. And it was a tight shot of him. And then he does a request. Well, you know what I like to do is I like to have a tight room and a dark room. And you go, yeah, I don't mind that either. I like a dark room, too. Yeah, dark room. Well, can we have a candle? Well, a really small one, like a birthday candle. Oh, that's strange, but okay. I don't know why I keep thinking this shit. Yeah, a little birthday candle. Okay, that'd be fine. A little light in the room is cool. And you get in there, and you go, I am here, eh? Oh, follow my voice, dear. A, and you go, A, and then you walk over there. And then you put your arms, and then you say, I like a man with strong arms who can cuddle me. And he goes, what? And he goes, you go, please hold me. I can't, I got no arms, but I can put my feet up there. Now, now, are you going to be polite or are you going to be an impolite person and say, you know what, you got no arms, I'm out of here. What do you do? What do you do, Pat?
Well, you don't want to get that far if you've got that head trip.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, he had a tight shot on FaceTime. I mean, you're thinking everything's fine and you find out he has no arms. What do you do?
Well, that's information you should have known, isn't it?
You should have known it. But he explains, mm-hmm. Don't worry. You could poke my stump. You could just get on there and write my stump. You'll love it. You know? And you go,
I don't
know. He goes,
I think people like that hang out with their own groups, and they mm-hmm. don't do things.
Yeah, other
like
people
this.
With no arms. You stay in your group. Stay. No, Pat. Sometimes they want a woman with arms so they can be held, too. Can you imagine two people with no arms trying to be lonely? They don't get held. They need to be held. So, Pat, can you make love to a stump? Can you kiss the stump?
I have no idea. I don't see why not. I mean, there's some
reason
to.
Wow.
Well, Well, I mean, if they're inclined that way. I didn't say I'm inclined that way.
What happens if he has no arms and one foot? What would you do now?
Well, do you
knowing you, you ask,
got on the phone to begin with.
Right.
I took a picture.
You're on a, you took a picture.
How
okay.
did you get a picture with only one foot and no arms?
But I can't take the picture because I got no arms. How am I going to take a picture? You're so mean. You're so mean, lady. I have no arms. You want me to take a picture? How dare you? Wow, talk about being a bully. That could be interesting. My girlfriend has a fetish. She will not. She's, I think she's 5. I thought she was 5'11", but she actually says she's 5'10". And she will not date anybody shorter than her. And she's 5'10". The guy could be 5'9". She will not date him. Could be 5'10". She will not date him. Anybody shorter than her. Do you guys get that too? Do you, any of you guys have that? Any of you?
I'm the same way. And, but
are you
I'm
really?
Just barely almost 5 feet tall. Mm-hmm. I like them tall. Ah. I don't like them any shorter than 6 feet tall.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm very particular. Ryan, my other half, he's 6.5 feet tall.
Wow, that's tall.
More
than
twice
tall.
My size. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, well, that is
how about
tall.
You? That is tall. How about you, Pat? Can you date a guy shorter than you?
Yeah, have. I always have.
Wow. Wow. I got to admit, I do have a fetish that I want to fuck a midget. I really do.
Oh, a midget.
A dwarf, a little person. I want to so bad. As one of my, on my bucket list, I could put her in a bucket, too. That's one of my bucket lists. I don't know what it is.
You're awful.
I don't know why. I am. I just I just want to do it. Just want to do it. Hello, Brian. I can almost hear her sexy voice. Hi, Brian. How are you? Oh, so sexy. Talk to me, baby.
So I'm sure your girlfriend would love that.
Oh, she knows it. She knows. She goes, I seen one time at a store. I got so excited. I go, baby, baby. She goes, I know I saw her. Quit getting so excited. Look. No, stop it. Stop it. All right. And I followed that girl in the store. I followed her in the store. She did. I just wanted to see her try to reach for a can or something to see if she can do it. It became a game to me. Ooh, look at that. And she, you know what was funny? She was dressed in a mini dress. I'm going, this is really hot. And I know she probably got that. I know she probably got that dress from one of the kids' clothing, and I felt really bad because you know she shopped at one of the kids, you know, Toys R Us kids or whatever. And it's like, ooh, but she rocked that leather dress, man. She rocked it. Ooh, she rocked it.
Well, some of us still wear kids' clothes. And shoes. We're not
oh,
even
really?
Basically dwarves.
Wow.
Yes.
Robin, do you have a confession? No.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. Junior's clothes are too big for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have to, really? If I can find a 000 shorts, that's about the only, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
now,
my
how
goodness.
Tall are you, Robin? I know. How tall are you?
I'm barely 5'1", and I might weigh 100 pounds on a good day.
Oh,
that
wow.
Much?
You fit into my dwarf. You fit into my dwarf area. Ooh. Yummy. Yummy.
When mine and
wow.
I are together, people look at
oh,
us kind of weird.
God. It was Shaq is a basketball player from the Lakers, Shaquille O'Neal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think he's 7'4". I'm not quite sure. But his wife was like 5'2".
Mm-hmm.
Now, this man was 7'1", and what, 360 pounds of man meat. And she was like 5'2", and about 80 pounds. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Well,
wow.
5'2", and 80 pounds, I bet she looked like she was about to die. Because even at me, right? When I get down, you know, less than 95, I get looking really sick.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, you know, even at, you know, 5'1", I am. I'm scrawny. I'm a scrawny little thing.
5'1", wow. To me, that's sexy. 5'1", and I'm 5'1", and 1 is 2, baby. Yippee-ki-yay. Let's play pony.
Giddy up. Yes, okay. I'd be more like a shit than a pony.
Exactly. I'll be trotting around and high-stepping it like I'm in a pony show. Look at me. Look at me. All right. Let's see. Okay, we went to the this one here, teddy bear fetish, people with teddy bears, fetishes over body parts and stumps. This one is another one. This is a visual and touch-based medium. This is it's called olfacophilia, and what it means is it's attracted to smells.
Smells, yeah. Smells. Olfactory sense.
Yeah, one time I was in ninth grade and we played sports and I had to go to fifth period, sweaty as hell. And I was walking in class and there's this one girl, again, we're like 14 or whatever, she would run to me every morning, she would smell me, I'm all sweaty and everything. She goes, and she would actually moan as a real woman. She would smell me, go, oh, God, what are you wearing? I said, sweat? Oh, lovely. And she was attracted to smells. And that's where we get our perfumes and all this stuff. It's no big deal. How about you girls? Are you guys attracted to smells?
Oh, yeah. Pheromones.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm terrible for that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you? Really? Pheromones? Pheromones?
I wear pheromones and have perfume.
Do you really?
Yeah.
There used to be a perfume called, it was a men's perfume, and I was supposed to be, it was Musk. They call it Musk, M-U-S-K. Do you guys remember Musk?
Mm-hmm. I do.
They created that perfume because it had a lot of men natural scent in it, and they're supposed to attract women. They call it because they had a musty scent, and women were supposed to go crazy over that. So do you prefer a man with cologne or his natural, he takes a shower and everything, his natural clean odor smell. Which one do you guys prefer?
Mm-hmm.
Clean
that smell.
But he smells different.
Yeah.
Do you?
Everybody smells a little differently. Yeah.
They do, right? You know what? Okay, I'll show you my favorite cologne. You know, if you guys, I'm a little hint of Dracar. That's what I wear at night. Just a hint of it, not a lot. Just a touch up a little hint. Not even a spray. It's like, I'm gone. Guess where I spray it? Guess where I spray it? Anyone want to guess? Mr. Solution, do you want to guess where I spray my cologne after I take a bath?
And
And guess what part? Guess where?
Oh, geez, honey.
Yeah.
I don't want to be rude.
Oh, yeah, please be rude. I like rudeness. It's one of the other fetishes. I like rude people. No.
Well.
Yes. Guess where I spray it. I'll give Robin first guess. Robin, where do I spray it?
Pulse points.
I'm sorry.
Or a certain one. Certain pulse point.
Oh, and name one.
Name one.
Name
wrist. Elbow,
the rear?
Into your elbow. There's two.
Oh,
in
I never
head,
thought of
obviously.
That.
With me,
of
there's
that.
One in my stomach. There's one on my stomach.
Oh, your stomach.
You can see my heartbeat on my stomach.
Oh, really? But if I had my Dracar and I got all romantic and I only sprayed one area, what area do you think I will spray, Robin? One area.
Probably your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Probably your neck.
Ooh. And that would be wrong, but thank you for being upscale. That would be wrong. Pat?
I told you what I thought.
Well, I hope
what?
You
no,
don't spray your butt crack with it, because that's got to burn.
Oh, well, telling. No, that would be wrong. You know what I would spray? I would spray my chest. Just a light spray on my chest. Because the reason I would spray my chest is because if I'm holding her or cuddling her, she has a light, not too much on my neck, because if she wants to kiss my neck, she doesn't need to taste that cologne on my neck. You know what I mean? So
well, that's
it'll be
the honey dust.
And as far as my butt is concerned, I don't spray my butt because it would burn. So I put a couple of Tic Tacs in there and let it melt away. It's a minty Tic Tac. It's my little secret. So women are attracted. They're fetish. And it says right here, some women are attracted to a sweaty workout, coming out of a fresh shower. These fetishes are happy for smells. Smells merely complements the right sounds and sensation of sensual fun. But there are those of whom smell is the end of all and a sexual conquest. Now, when you do make love, some women,
hey Brian,
some men, yes,
Brian, I just heard that.
Buzzkill.
You are as gay as Elton John's underwear.
I knew it was going to be a buzzkill. I'm talking to the ladies. You buzzkill. You are gay. Oh, Mr. Solution. Do you wear cologne, Mr. Solution? Buzzkill.
Mm-hmm. Of course. I'm in the market for some right now. Well, what is, ladies,
okay,
Hold on. Well, Brian, you're included in this too. Ladies, what is the best cologne you've scented on a man?
Ah, that depends on the man's natural scent.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the name of a cologne that you have appreciated on a man. You can participate too, Brian. You're one of the girls.
I like Versace.
Okay.
Ah.
Is there any particular one, or is that one in and of itself?
The original Versace for men.
Okay. Yeah, and I usually like it in about the 4 or 5 ounces because I wear it when I'm working out also.
Okay.
Yeah, Brian, resume with your baseness. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Stinky Man. What do you mean you're in a market of cologne? You don't wear cologne? Is the first time you're going to get cologne? What are you talking about? You want to change cologne? What do you say, Mr. Solution? Again, my go-to is Dracar. That's my go-to.
I like 4 or 5. Yeah, I have Dracar, but yeah, it's nice. Mm-hmm. Dracar is nice. But
which one do you have? You said you have 4 or 5. Name them.
Oh, I have probably about 6, but I'm running low on some of them. I like a musk. I like a woody. I like a combination, maybe a little cinnamon.
You call me gay? I like a woody. I like a musk. And you call me gay? No man can say,
okay,
well, I like a woody.
Idiot.
Where do you like to put your woody?
Wood fragrance is known in cologne.
You like a little wood? I like
talking
a little wood
about,
on me.
I'm talking
about
gay,
though.
The sandalwood scent.
I'm not talking about a penis. I like a little sandalwood.
Yeah, I'm not talking about a penis, you idiot. I have a penis, so I'm not referring to that.
Do you really? That's really
under-suspect. Well, there you go with your idiocy. But no, I like to have several colognes, maybe up to about 8 or 10.
Why?
I like to have about eight.
It's ridiculous. Why? Why?
No, it's not ridiculous. Because it's a change.
It is ridiculous.
And you need a Scentbird subscription.
Really?
Because they'll send you a new one each month to try.
I'm telling it. Pick a lane. Mm-hmm. Stay with it. It'll be your scent.
Brian, you're not only behind, you're in the hole. No, it's nice. I don't go above about 8 to 10. 8 to 10 is sufficient for me.
Why stop at 10?
Why
not just go 11, 12, 8,
10? That provides a decent amount of variety. Because if one has eight to 10 good ones, then that becomes sufficient,
no.
At least for me.
I'll tell you a secret. I'll tell you a thing. No, I think you're wrong. I'm going to tell you something. The reason I have one is because that is my theme. That's my smell. I had a girlfriend that's my signature. And I had a girlfriend that when I used to go to work and she stayed home, she used to get in my underwear and do house cleaning. And I said, why are you wearing my underwear when you're doing house cleaning? Because I can smell the scent of you. And it's my signature.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be like years. Let's say we broke up and everything. It'll be 5 years ago. And she was like, oh, God, I smelled that thing. It reminded me of you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, each man's body has a different chemistry with the cologne and the perfume. But she goes,
and
it was you. And women too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand the change. I can understand changing from one to another, but having eight different colognes, I don't see the reason of it because I don't wear cologne just naturally. I don't wear cologne going to the store. I don't wear cologne working out. You know, after a shower and working out, I don't wear that. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask the ladies. Do you? Yeah. Yeah.
That may be astrological, because some signs are centered on doing one thing only, and some signs are very scattered.
Mm-hmm.
It could be OCD too, but you're right. You're right, Pat. It could
be
a sign of OCD. It could be a sign of OCD. But I never understood men. I'm talking men. Mrs. Lucian, help me, because maybe you're one of them. Who can, you know, they shower, they get dressed, and as they get dressed, they put on cologne. They put on cologne during just going to the market, Costco's, whatever, just doing their everyday life. And I'm thinking it's a waste of cologne, but are you like that, Mr. Solution? Do you wear cologne, like deodorant, like every day?
Yeah, cologne is fine. Maybe not every day, but okay. Cologne can react with the skin negatively. Now,
sure.
I recently had, this is different from cologne, but a little underarm deodorant. I was using some, and I noticed I began to get sore under my, and I go, oh, damn. Because, you know, that's kind of a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is not all the time, but what the way I was able to cure myself, again, going to the chemistry, is I would put a little baking soda mixture under my arms, and that cleared it up. It was just getting too sensitive. Even washing under my arms started to cause problems.
Right, I had that problem with a soap once.
So I took that baking soda and made a little paste out of it and rubbed that under the arm. It burned initially a little bit, but then it cured it. It really cured it. So I would say, cologne is just like clothes. Now, some people, and I think Seinfeld did an episode on this where there was a lady, she was wearing different clothes, but they were the same type every day. She wore the same outfit. So there is something to be said in the human repertoire for variety. Like I'm not a great foodie, right? But I do like a little bit of variety, and I'm just introducing that because I think it's relevant to variety.
Are you talking about food?
On the whole.
Are you talking?
So not having one cologne, just one cologne.
One,
to me, that would be slightly boring. Right? So,
no, because
cologne,
it
wakes up the senses if it's a good cologne.
Okay.
So
I don't have a problem
with multiple colognes. I said between 8 and 10. Now, there are some people who have 40, I think that's excessive.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm saying if I was a cologne person, just everyday person, I would have two different colognes. I would have the Dracar for seduction and night and sexy time, but I would get a lighter kind of cologne for the daytime. So I would have two, one for everyday natural, but very, very light, not overpowering, but very, very light
Dracar,
for the day.
Well, then that's the amount that one splashes
Dracar's,
on. Dracar is not a high-end cologne, from my understanding. And I don't know, I'm not a cologne connoisseur.
It works with my body. I have tried a lot of cologne, high-end, low-end, whatever you want to call it. But the cologne that fits my body chemistry, is that one. It fits perfectly like a chemistry. So, you know, you can get a high-end cologne and it doesn't really work well with your own body chemistry, you know. And so you do that. Okay, we got to get done with this. But thank you, Mrs. Lucian, and I agree with you. I do agree with you. There's another thing called dendrophilia. Now, what this is trees. You love trees. You have attraction to trees. You have sex with trees.
Oh,
you're having sex with trees. It's called dendrophilia. You see a nice tree, and you see a little knot hole, and you're going, I could fit in that one. Oh, how you like me, baby. And then you see the little leaves going back and forth. Oh, yeah, you like it. Woo. And then
so all these are male fetishes? They're not female fetishes?
No, it's just fetishes with trees. These are women and men. They have a tree fetish.
I have
some
heard
people
about
even
buildings even.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, there was a special one. One person was attracted to a roller coaster, and one person was a big building. It was like a train station or something.
That's weird.
It is weird. I think I heard a story like that once, and they got busted for trying to hump a building. I wanted to marry the building.
Yes. For real.
Imagine that
inanimate
ring.
Object.
He did. Would you like to accept this ring, building? You've been here since 1940, so you're older than me. Thank you. Now let's have sex. Get away, everybody. We're married. It's okay. Yeah. This is a love. Well, this one is a love of trees. They're attracted to trees. They have sex with the trees. It brings a whole new meaning to the phrase tree hugger. For some, just the idea of trees makes them arousal. Give them arousal. Being in a towering redwood, a prickly fir, a weeping willow, a mighty oak, a sweet piece of ash. A-S-H. Yeah, a sweet piece of ash. For some skinny white birches, others, however, need to show their love, including a Scottish man who in 2009 was caught trying his luck with a tree in a park. Sadly, park officials forbade the man to see the tree again and banned him there for life. So he broke up with the tree. We forbid you to see this tree again. Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Brian, it would be interesting to see what the DSM had to say about some of those. So sometimes maybe you'll run a couple of the extreme ones. Run them through the DSM and see what the medical opinion is.
The medical opinion.
I would like to know what an expert has to say about that.
It all started with a bush, and I worked my way up to a pine. And when that Christmas tree came in the house, fuck it, I just lost it. All right.
Because, look, I'm saying there are some people, and you may fit into this category, although I doubt
Thank
it.
Thank you.
They have behaviors that would be considered unconventional, but they're not bad people. I mean, it's not ultimately hurting anyone or themselves. And it's not truly sick, but it is falls in the category of being weird, you know. Really weird.
I could see, I don't know if this is weird. I could see myself dressed as Bigfoot in the forest camping. And I could see her in the tent, all dressed nice and everything, and I come stomping around, And she goes, oh, Bigfoot, would you like to come in? Not only do you have a big foot, but you got a big
You're getting into furry territory here.
Oh, I need
to. Oh, you know something, Brian? That's interesting because role play
right.
is one of the that therapists will recommend to people who kind of have a lull in their relationship. So, you know, picking
right.
up a woman that you know, it appears anonymous, like at a bus stop or even at a bar, and that
right.
can add a little bit of excitement to one's relationship or dating period.
Well, I do
yeah,
have
but
a
I'm
fantasy
just using,
of a,
I'm just taking a
one you're
off.
Right, though. You're
yeah, from what
right.
you just,
I do.
That
I
seems
do
rather
have a
harmless.
Fantasy.
Yeah, that
I, well,
doesn't appear problematic.
I do have a fantasy about... and I did this one, but it wasn't in this particular one, is that we wanted to spice it up, so we met at the restaurant, you know. So I said, and this is true, I said, pick a restaurant, any restaurant, shoot, pick one, don't call. And then when you get there, call me and let me know the address. And she did. And so she sat at the table, and there was all the people there. And you got to remember, I was an actor, so it was like me just playing a part. But she didn't know what role I was playing, so she had no idea, so she just ordered what she did. And this is true, Pat, this is true. I came in as a Spanish guy, but I can't do the accent, but I'm going to do French just because of you and French-Canadian. So I would come in, and I did it Spanish, but I'll do French here. And I see her sitting there, and I go, oh, madame, it's a seat taken. And people around us would not even know what's going on. And depending on her mood, either she could make it hard for me or easy for me. Like, sure, sit down, sir. She decided to make it hard, going, I don't really know you. And then that's when the people started looking. I go, oh, you would know me very well if you let me sit down. You see, my legs are so tired. I've been helping the poor. I lift them on my shoulder, and then I sit them down. You know, we go through the whole thing. But she would make it very hard. It was all improv. And finally, she'll say, you can sit down. And I said, oh, what are you having? She goes, I'm having soup. I love soup. I live soup. You know, people be looking at this strange man with this woman. And I would snap my fingers. Garcon, good man, I would have some soup. And put it on the lady. So we would do that, kind of. We did it one time. And we had to do it without laughing, you know. And then we went and Garcon started laughing. Go, did you really need to order the soup? I love the soup. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I like
yeah.
people, too.
I know, you really do. You should, yeah, and they're going, that's a black Frenchman, because I am black. Oh, that man's black. Oh, I am black Frenchman. Oui, oui, y'all. So anyway, that was like that. Thank you. I would love to have Pat and John sitting at the other table watching this. Look what's going on. I am French. I am the black French man. Wee wee y'all. So I.
Hey, that's not unheard of. Go down to South Louisiana.
Yeah, exactly. I am in Louisiana French. You're right.
Yeah, speak Creole. Yeah.
Yeah, I could be the Creole. I am the Creole from Casablanca.
I do know some Louisiana right. Creole French.
Exactly. They're fun people.
I do.
That would be, you know. Living, I do need medication, Mr. Susie Sarite. I should not be around public. Okay, here we go. This one, okay, so it's they like to, however, it's true, not, okay, wait a minute, yiffing, call it, okay, the tree. Okay, the other one, number five, is called yiffing. Anybody know what yiffing is? Yiffing is, although it may be surprising that every today is about sex, sex, sex. Take the furries, for example, okay? Most furries are happy just being in their animal suits for the host of the harmless, non-sexual reason, or even feeling that under their costume, they are finally being able to be their real self as willing creatures. However, while it's true that not all furries participate in sexual activities, they're called yiffers. Fairies among those who are sexually active, 3 out of 4 choose to mate or yiff, they call it yiffing, with a fellow furry. So if you and I were in a furry costume, your costume, you'd be, I don't know, but if you were going to be in a furry costume, Robin, which one, what would you be? They're usually animals or whatever in a costume. Which one would you be? A bunny?
I don't know.
What would you be?
I've played
bunny
wolf
rabbit
before on stage.
Okay, you'd be a wolf. So you're
played,
cute little
yeah,
wolf that's
wolf
5 foot.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you'd be so cute because you're 5'1". It's like, come here, puppy. Nice baby. Nice puppy. You'd be so cute.
That looks
Pat,
more like a scrawny coyote.
Exactly. And, Pat, if you had a choice to be, if you were going to do that, what would you be? If you were going to dress in a furry thing, what would you be?
Oh, hell, I have no clue. I've never thought about it.
Yeah. Oh, you'd be a cat. You'd be like a bingo cat. How about that? You dress as a bingo cat.
It might work, yeah. I don't know.
It might work.
I'm having trouble wrapping my brain around it.
You can see you're always rubbing around people's feet. Hey, Pat, there's a new guest. You'd be running around in your stomach, wrapping around their feet. And your butt up in the air because you're in heat.
Meow, meow. Meow, meow.
What? This is a true thing. In schools, high schools around our area, there are students who have tried to petition getting litter boxes in the restrooms because they identify as cats.
I heard that. I heard about that too. Oh my God! Can you imagine?
This is locally here in like nowhere, Alabama.
Yeah, I heard about that.
My.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens with Mr. Solution.
Guys,
yeah.
I have to interrupt for a minute. I have to go to an appointment, so I'd really enjoy to hear the rest of this, but I gotta go.
Well, what I'll do is I'll continue it because I want you to hear. So we're going to end the show, and we'll continue this tomorrow. Tomorrow is what, everybody? I don't know what tomorrow is. Friday? We'll continue this part, too, because
Thursday.
Okay, we'll continue this because Melissa's not here, too. I'm sure she wanted to end it and hear it, too. I want to thank the lovely Pat, everybody. Pat, over
thank
the
you.
Line. Pat, thank you for coming in. You're beautiful. And you are a great furry. Okay, thank you, Pat.
Hey, let me say this. Those parents where this idiocy is going on, you say that the girls want litter boxes because they think
it's not just
girls.
It's not just
girls. That's gone too far. That is absolutely absurd.
Not too far. We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
Public restaurant.
The parents should pull their kids out of school. They should exercise their authority as parents. I would not let that go unchallenged.
Sickening.
And it's destructive. That is destructive.
Very. But I know one thing. If I ever go in a public restroom and see someone squatting over a litter box, they're going to get their teeth kicked out.
Right.
Yeah, but
that's the Alabama. That's the Bama way.
That's unsanitary. It's just wrong on so many levels. Now, if parents stand for this, you've heard the old saying, "One gets what one deserves." And so this is only the how do they say it? This is only the tip of the iceberg. If they allow that to go unchallenged, just like with these pronouns, they are destroying the English language or language period. One of the most discriminating things about human beings and lower animals is their language. And so if they allow their language to be perverted with they, them, when we're only talking about one person,
it's confusing.
That's a shame. Right. It is utterly confusion. That's right.
Utterly.
Utterly.
It's like a cow. Moo.
No. Utterly. The other one. The other
utterly.
One, buddy. Break out your lexicon.
The other one.
The other one. Break
good,
out
buddy.
Your lexicon.
The other
while
one.
You smoke.
Moo.
Listen, break out your lexicon while you're smoking dope. and improve your
that's how we do it in
your cognition. We should look. People would go as far as they can get away with things.
Yeah,
and that's an illness right there. What you're talking about is a societal sickness. And if we don't all stand, let me ask you something, Brian, because you're the wingnut group.
I'm the wingnut? How dare you address me that way? It's Mr. Wingnut to you,
well,
sir.
Sometimes you're the dipstick, but look here.
That's
you
Mr. Dipstick to you. I'm not Mr.
That
dipstick.
That goes beyond the bounds of reason, especially for children.
Exactly.
Now, adults will suffer a penalty for doing...
Are you talking about the litter box? Are you talking about the litter box?
The litter box for girls? Come on!
Hey,
I mean,
you know what?
Really? And in schools, of all places.
Now, I don't believe in keeping cats in the house. I think cats are filthy, by the way. They step in their crap, and then they jump up on things and spread it around. So, like, look... I don't think cats should be in the house, but that's beside the point. That's another point. Girls behaving like cats means that they have no tutelage at home.
Exactly. That's what I said earlier about people. Anybody can have kids, but you got to have a license to drive a car.
That's true. That is, and to raise another human, you're absolutely correct, Robin. I agree.
And
I want to thank the lovely.
Have a whole new next.
Brian, hold your ass on. You're learning something. Shut up and be quiet.
I mean,
quiet. We're
going
to
have a whole new class
of idiots
because of this abortion laws.
Right.
And the new laws
are
really
bad.
Brian, sometimes this is the better part of the show, believe it or not. Because some of the stuff you were talking about earlier, if I had my way, I'd throw your ass in jail.
Then you would have no show, and then you'd be all lonely.
And I'd let you do the show from the jail. Bread and
you
water.
You'd have me do a show from jail.
Bread and water for 3 days.
Oh,
and
bread
no
and water.
Soup.
No, too much starch.
Stop you up.
Too much starch.
No, bread and water for 3 days, and no soup for you.
No soup for me. How dare you? This is inhuman.
No soup for
say,
you. All right, Brian.
No
well, look here.
You.
Have a good day.
No
what's the Brian sighting for the day? What do you have in store?
Oh, I got it. I'm really busy today. Really busy.
I can tell.
Believe it or not, but about 5 months ago, I was trying to fix the sink, and I had to call the plumber. So today something's wrong with the heater.
Brian, look, this is wonderful because – one day, when you grow up, you and I are going to have a man-to-man conversation. But look here.
No, I'll never have that conversation with you, sir.
Have you ever done any difficult but yet technological work?
Well,
I know you don't have
YouTube.
The capability of
YouTube.
Doing any plumbing, and I'm going to tell you why.
YouTube. I'll
hold
you,
on.
YouTube
hold on. There are torques on plumbing that must be obeyed because – one who doesn't know, especially dealing with copper, or even with aluminum in those fittings, one can break something and cause a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, now, Sarge is a little bit more advanced than I am in some technical things. And both of us encourage you to not get involved in trying to do plumbing.
I get involved. I am a man, and I must fix the heater. That's what men do.
Brian,
I
do this. If you repair anything, please record it.
I sure will.
I would pay cash money. To see, but Brian, literally, have you ever worked at a job that required technical experience, like construction or anything of that nature?
One day I did construction. I said, I'm not going to do this anymore. It's nothing like that. Never. Never.
What kind of construction was
about
it? Can
retail.
You just, excuse
yeah,
me?
Yeah, really.
That's how I feel about retail.
Exactly. Oh, I did that too, Robin. Oh, that's the worst. Okay, kid.
And Brian, wait a minute before you go. I have another question.
I
know you're
Robin.
Real busy. I know that.
Right.
Brian,
right,
have you ever repaired anything effectively? in your life.
Yeah, I repaired my relationship. Worked out pretty damn good.
I mean, a gadget, anything that a mechanical.
Wait, no. My bike. I used to do my bike all the time. I used to repair my bike, change the tire. But back in those days, we had inner tubes in the tire. I used to do that all the time. I broke, one day when I was 16, 17, I bought a junker of a car, and you didn't have much money.
Wait a minute, before you go on to that, I just have one question.
You learn things. You learn things when your car breaks. This is before YouTube, but you learn shit when your car breaks down all the damn time, and you become a mechanic, in two or 3 years to get that thing on the road. I'm being honest,
so I understand.
Yeah.
You repaired your bike to functionality. It was
sure
functional
did.
After the repair.
Oh my God! Oh yeah.
I'm going to accept that for now. One other thing: what did you repair on the vehicle?
Now.
What did you repair on the
God,
vehicle?
Oh, God. I felt, and this is true, because when I, like I said, I brought an old clunker, and it used to run rough, right? I'm going, okay, run rough. Then I learned how to change the spark plugs. So I said maybe it needs a little tune-up. I learned how to change the spark plug on it to make it run sooner. The lights were dim. Back in those days, they were glass lights and not plastic. Huh?
You effected the proper gap on the spark plugs?
Sure did.
You used the feeler gauge?
Sure did.
You talked them down to specs. And it worked properly.
I didn't have to torque them down or anything. You go to the warehouse or they say, what's your car? And they said, this is my car. It was a Firebird. At that time, it was a 67 Firebird. They go, these
wait a minute,
are
listen. If
it.
One doesn't torque the spark plugs, one has no compression.
It ran great. All I can say, it fired great. But you asked me what I did. And your car might have ran more smoother than mine, but mine did.
But you're telling me you didn't torque them down, right?
No, I did not. And you know the trick that I learned? I don't know if they have it back then. I don't know how old you guys are. But back then in school, they used to have auto shop.
Said makes no sense. I'm sorry. What you just said
I'm just making a point. Wait a minute. No, it makes sense. I bought the spark plugs to put them in. They fired them right. The car just shut off.
You didn't torque them down?
Simple. No, I did not. But I'm not twerking for you, mister. Anyway, I gave you the answer. So,
hey man, let me just say this. Let me just say this. Maybe some people are listening and care. Spark plugs have a gasket in order to get a proper seal.
Yeah.
If they're not torqued down properly, right?
Yeah.
There's no compression, so the car will not run properly.
Yes,
well, maybe you
did.
Just overlooked that. Okay, that's just a small thing.
Maybe I did it
maybe
without
I
even
have,
knowing
even
it, without even using the word. But you learn to do things, and you learn it. And so you asked me a question. So I did the car, and then I
changed
the
oil.
I learned how to change the oil. What? You're still
go
on
ahead,
the spark plug?
Ahead.
I already
I'm sorry,
did the
go
transmission.
Ahead.
By the time you're still talking about the spark plug, leave me alone. Then you
and you say you changed the oil.
Yes.
Did you
and
change
the transmission
the
fluid? And
did you
the
change
filter.
The filter?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And then one time my brake lights went out. I opened the back thing. I learned how to put my brake lights back on and hook the thing up and hook the car. So when you have a rundown thing, you learn to do shit. You learn to do shit. Because I didn't have shit.
Brian, I want to apologize for saying that you're totally useless in repairing things.
Thank you.
But I just can't. Please forgive me.
It's against your nature. You just don't
it's the things you're telling me. Like, if I were to ask you, did you torque the
We're back there.
No. We're on another thing now.
I already bought a new car. By this conversation, I already bought two new cars.
Did you torque the oil filter?
Yeah, I don't torque no oil filter. What the hell is wrong with you? What are you, OCD under a mechanic? You go in there and you change the oil. You go in there. All right, that's enough out of you. I fell for it, too. I want
to
thank
say this.
Lovely,
When one expert speaks to another, and this is a proof text, when one expert speaks to another, based on their expertise, they are aware of each other's expertise. In other words, they're critiquing each other. They know if the other person knows what the hell they're talking about. And I'm sorry, Brian, but it seems to me if you didn't torque the oil filter properly, and
you're
if you didn't torque the spark properly,
you don't need to torque the oil filter. All right. You don't need
not
to do that.
Now,
if I had a tractor,
if
I had a tractor in Bama and I was in the cornfield, yes, I would, because those tractor motherfuckers need some torquing.
You are funnier than you know. But look here, Brian. Look, in order to get a proper seal, not only does
yes.
the oil filter needs to be torqued, the surface that you're mating the gasket of the oil filter to has to be clean, and it is recommended to take a slight film of oil and place it on the gasket, that is to seal up against the oil output unit.
Yes.
So anyway, I just say because
but,
you're not familiar with torque, torque is indispensable in
you
working
know what?
On
I
mechanical
get the doodad,
device.
I put the doodad in the boobdad, and the boobdad in the doodad, and now my car goes.
When you told me to open up the thing and replace the thing in the jig.
And I go into the mechanic. I need my car. I make the noise. My car's going.
Brian, listen. Let me just say this. Please, Brian. Go out and sell. Brian, listen. Listen a moment. Go out and sell cans or pop bottles or whatever you need to do and hire someone to do that work for you. That's just my first advice to you.
Hey, I recycle, baby.
But if you do,
sometimes I recycle my old girlfriend.
Yourself,
I went back to her three or four times. I do my part. I want to take
yourself. Make sure you record it.
I want
okay?
to thank this lovely. Join me in thanking the lovely Robin. Thank you, Robin,
well,
for coming in today. Thank
nice
you.
To meet you, Robin, and have a great day.
There you go. And I want to thank the annoying Mr. Solution. Thank you for coming in today, Mr. Solution.
Well, if it wasn't for me, Brian, you would leave your brain behind.
Thank you, Mr. Solution, for coming out. See you guys tomorrow. Bye.
All right, Brian. Take
bye,
it
buddy.
Easy and watch out for the
you
midgets.
Too. Oh, I love them. Oh, give me some. And we will continue this conversation tomorrow. Bye, everybody.